AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. This newscast is brought to you by SEIU, Service Employees International Union, the fastest growing union in North America at SEIU.org. President Bush has not finished having his say about the war in Iraq. Bush held his first of the year news conference yesterday with the Washington Press Corps to talk about the war and Iran's purported link to weapons used by the insurgents. Bush is expected to have more to say about the war today and the other conflict in Afghanistan. Bush will call for an all-out allied effort to defeat the Taliban. He's committing some 27,000 more troops to Afghanistan. The increase will remain at that level through 2008. Members of the House continue their debate on Capitol Hill today on a controversial non-binding resolution critical of the president's troop buildup in Iraq. An appearance by Defense Secretary Robert Gates is scheduled. He'll talk about the administration's request for $100 billion in supplemental spending, this for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The man who managed to get a free access to news conferences at the White House a couple of years ago, posing as a reporter and writing for the Republican website TalonNews.com, is out, so to speak. Jeff Gannon wrote on his website that he's returning to private life. This after left-leaning bloggers allegedly discovered possible ties to gay prostitution and Gannon. Gannon came under scrutiny following revelations that the administration was paying conservative experts to talk up Bush administration.
CBS's Peter Mayer joins us from Washington. Peter, are things different now?
Health groups sure hope so, Steve. A new congressional proposal would give the Food and Drug Administration the power to regulate cigarettes and other tobacco products. The American Cancer Society's Wendy Seelig wants clear cigarette content labeling.
Very specific information from an objective source about what's in these things.
The proposal would allow the FDA to order nicotine reductions, but it stops short of an outright nicotine ban. There's also wording on tobacco advertising and sales. Many tobacco companies oppose the legislation. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, it's been a mystery for months, a salmonella outbreak that swelled to 300 cases in 39 states since late last summer. Now an apparent solution.
Eat some peanut butter anytime you can, but only if it's Peter Pan.
Certain jars of Peter Pan and Great Value peanut butter have been linked to the outbreak. They were made at a ConAgra plant in Sylvester, Georgia. Well, 10 hours on an airplane is a long time, especially if it never leaves the ground.
We were stuck on there with like 140 people. There were like at least 40 kids that were on the plane that were, you know, being great. And there we sat until they brought buses out.
She was one of hundreds stranded on several JetBlue planes on the tarmac at New York's JFK Airport during yesterday's winter storm. The blast of snow, sleet, and freezing rain caused travel woes all over, some that could linger into today. It's bad in Buffalo.
We've been on standby, and they've always been saying that we're going to get on, and we just haven't got a chance, and then they've been canceling flights.
The ice that covered windshields also caked power lines, knocking out electricity in some places. Linda Foy is with Baltimore Gas and Electric.
There will be customers, unfortunately, who may not have their service restored until late Friday.
13 deaths are blamed on the storm that rolled through the Midwest and East. Still around, bone-chilling cold and wind chills.
It's so cold, it just bites at your face. Oh, my God.
For most, the advice is bundle up, but that's not always a good idea.
Maybe it's cold outside.
And naturally, as a parent, you want to keep your baby warm. But inside, too much bundling can increase the risk of sudden infant death syndrome.
The baby shouldn't be overwrapped with thick blankets and hats, and especially shouldn't be put under a blanket belonging to an adult bed.
Infants must vent heat through their heads, says Johns Hopkins SIDS specialist Dr. Ann Halbauer. Never tuck the blanket higher than the armpits, and always place your baby face up in the crib. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Some light snow still falling in parts of the metro area north and south of Denver, but it is expected to lighten up as the morning goes on with clearing skies. Your morning commute, though, will be slow. Up in the mountains, meanwhile,
we are still seeing snowy, icy, and snowpack conditions all along the I-70 corridor between Denver and the high country, and we do still have a couple of chain laws up at this time, westbound I-70 approaching Eisenhower Tunnel and eastbound I-70 Vail Pass. Also, at this time, we do have a closure in place on US 6 Loveland Pass That closure is due to the inclement weather conditions.
CDOT saying icy and snowpack conditions also the rule for the major highways out on the eastern plains. A former Jefferson County teacher has been convicted on charges related to asking his 8th grade students to pose naked for better grades. Jury finding 33-year-old Marshall Walker guilty of more than 35 different sex charges. The incidents happened between 97 and last year, while Walker taught at Bell and Everett Middle Schools. And a bill requiring hospitals to tell rape victims about the availability of emergency contraception is now headed back to the Senate. Colorado House approving that measure, with sponsors saying most hospitals are already doing it. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Well, it's going to be another tough and slow commute. Snowpack, ice, poor lane recognition greeting you on Denver highways, and multiple issues. We've got a crash northbound 25 at Santa Fe has you backing up there all the way to Lincoln Broadway. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at Table Mesa and northbound 225 at Colfax affected. In the high country, looks like the Loveland Pass going to be shut down for a while due to adverse conditions, and we have chain laws in effect at the Vail Pass and at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, light snow lingering through the morning rush with 1 to 2 inches expected in the metro area, tapering off by midday, high of 31. Right now, light snow and 9. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha. Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hearing anything? Okay. Let's see. Can anybody hear me? It's 6:11. 11 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 of Progressive Talk.
Welcome back. I missed
you. Oh, the headphones were unplugged. What the hell goes on in here when I'm not here?
How many years you've been in radio?
Oh, God. Check the plug, you jerk. I couldn't hear anything.
But, I was trying to tell you in your ear, but obviously you couldn't hear me.
No, but why would anybody come in here and do that? Nino Russ didn't do it, but somebody else uses this studio when we're not here because they came in here and found it on Fox, and
you're
the headphones
kidding.
Unplugged.
The TV was on Fox and the headphones.
Well, Gunny Bob is known to use a studio to pre-record some of his interviews.
Oh, so we blame it on him? So should we start the whole show again?
Start it again.
Start from the top.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, partly cloudy. High today, 27. And they say the snow is going to go away, even though it's snowing lightly out there. Now, good morning. Jay Marvin back. John M. here.
It is so
John
good
Turk
to have
producing.
You. It is so good to have you back.
Well, I kind of messed up, I think, over the weekend, and then it took its toll on Monday.
What'd you do?
Probably did not drink enough fluid. And so this is the second round that this has happened. I ended up getting dehydrated. And Monday morning when we were on the air, I was okay. But Monday morning about 8 o'clock, I started feeling funny. And then as the day wore on, it got worse. And then it got worse after that and worse after that and worse after that. And to make a long story short, thank you to my doctor, Dr. Michael Snyder. Thank you to my doctor, my primary care physician, Dr. Amy Mako. In Boulder. Thank you to Cheryl in the infusion center at Rose. I had to go in there and get a bunch of bags of fluid plus what they call a banana bag. You ever seen a banana bag?
No.
It's this large bag of fluid that's kind of yellow, and it's crammed with all kinds of vitamins. So I got that, and then I took yesterday off and just kind of rested and tried to sop up as much liquid as I could. So I feel okay today.
You look good.
Well, I'm still losing weight.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to run a contest, so I don't think I'm allowed to say. I think they're going to have that contest again. So, yeah, so I'm not allowed to say anything on the air about how much. But I will give this out. I'm into another belt size this morning.
Yeah. Looking good, Mama.
So it was my fault.
Yeah, culpa.
Yeah, so. Now,
you can tell you're not a Republican.
No, as you can see, yeah. Nor am I
accepting the blame for something.
No, nor am I Hillary Clinton about the Iraq war.
So now you've got your.
So now this is water, cut with 1/3 Gatorade.
Just sip all day long.
Yep. I got to do a couple of bottles of this this morning, or my doctor will bust me. All right. What did I miss while I was gone? I don't think that I missed too much.
No, the only thing, let's see, Tuesday we were talking primarily about Obama apologizing for making the
mistake. You know what? I don't think he should have apologized.
No, that's what I was saying.
I think what he said is true, that those lives are wasted in the respect that this is a bad policy, that you send those kids off to die in a foreign land, and you don't properly equip them, and you don't send them off with the things that they need, and you don't have a battle plan, you don't have an idea on how to conduct the war. That's just... that's tantamount to just throwing away lives. And Obama has nothing to apologize when it comes to that. And I don't know, did Russ think he should apologize? Because if he does, I disagree with him. Yeah, he does. Well, I think Russ Johnson is wrong.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. I think that that this cuts to the heart of the matter, and that people in this country better wake up and look at what's going on here, because this administration has never planned anything out and has no plan now. I mean, Bush had a press conference yesterday, and he didn't give me any indication of what he plans to do other than to give this this troop surge idea a chance. So while we're sitting around ruminating about how Obama should apologize, maybe the administration ought to apologize and George W. Bush ought to apologize from everything that's gone on for the last 6 years.
Well, of course, Bush scared the hell out of me.
Oh, with the Iran thing? I intend to do something about it? Yeah, no kidding.
I mean...
What does that mean?
It was just scary.
It's just a wrong way to characterize the Commander-in-Chief's decision to do what is necessary to protect our soldiers in harm's way.
That was his responding. That was his responding to David Gregory. I think this was the...
Later this week, the House of Representatives will vote on a resolution that opposes our new plan in Iraq before it has a chance to work.
And saying, in effect, yeah, 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 yeah.
Whether Ahmadinejad ordered the Quds Force to do this, I don't think we know. But we do know that they're there, and I intend to do something about it.
That, you know what? That's a whole total disgrace there, too. Okay, if Iran's involved in this, prove it. And I don't doubt that they're not selling weapons out of there. Because let me tell you something. If I were on the border, and I lived in Iran, and I could sell weapons and make money, I'd do it, too.
Yeah.
And plus, on top of that, what this administration never brings up, and nobody in the media brings this up, nobody in the American public seems to bring it up or remember it, how many tons of explosives and weapons were looted? A lot of stuff floating around. And 1 minute they tell one story, the next minute they tell another story, General Pace says one thing, Bush says another. Who's telling us the truth here?
Well, it was kind of scary. It was scary and depressing, and it made me angry watching him in that news conference yesterday. Because here American boys and girls are being killed every day, and he was just having a hell of a good old time up there, you know, joking around with the press and making fun of them, and he's disgraceful.
Well, how about when he said, "How about this answer," which I thought was amazing, where they ask him something about Iraq, and he said, within the confines of this beautiful White House,
oh, yeah.
I can't really... He was tantamount saying, I don't really know what's going on the ground there. I have to rely on people to tell me.
It was bizarre.
What is that? What is that? In the confines of this beautiful White House... So what are you admitting to us here? That you don't know what's happening there?
Yeah,
that you don't have any idea?
He's in the bubble.
That you only believe what sycophants tell you? And who's got the guts to walk in there and tell Dick Cheney or George W. Bush that, hey, things are messed up? And then there's the Oliver North story that's out there floating around.
What was this one? I hadn't
heard. Oh, you haven't heard about this one? Check this story out. McCain and Lieberman, holy Joe, go to Joe Menem. Go to Iraq. They go talk to the troops.
Yeah, I remember that.
They come back and say that the troops overwhelmingly support the surge. Oliver North was there, too, and he outs them by saying, that's not what the troops said. What they said was, they don't support it, and that these two guys are not really telling the truth.
That's the first time I think I've ever agreed with anything Ollie North said.
Well, so if you're a neocon or you're on the right... and you're listening to this morning, fat chance, just like a coat hanger can act as a high-definition TV antenna, it's still the fact is that there's Oliver North, who is not, quote-unquote, a liberal.
Far from it.
All right. So I wonder if he's going to get. I wonder if he's got the courage to get on Fox News and say that.
Probably not.
I bet you he will.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't care for him, but he's outspoken. He'll say what he believes. All right. Anybody want to chime in on this roundtable during the blackout hour at 303-713-7600? We got four lines open, and you can do that. And I got some other stuff to discuss coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget to go to am760.net. And vote on our poll, which we're going to discuss that, the subject coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, we'll discuss sliding traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, not a lot to be excited about this morning as you hit the roads. We've got the same situation we had yesterday with multiple wrecks and snow-packed and icy conditions. Need to watch out northbound 25. We've got traffic backing up from Santa Fe to Lincoln Broadway due to a multi-car collision there. Problems northbound 225 at Colfax, I-76 just after U.S. 85, and eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike is affected at Table Mesa by a spin-out there. If you're outside of Denver, we've had problems, multiple problems, I-25 near Loveland, or Loveland exit, and southbound 25, a rollover being cleared at Owl Canyon Road. We also have I-80 shut down between Cheyenne and Laramie. Weather today, light snow lingering through the morning rush, tapering off by midday with a high of 31. Right now, light snow and 9 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This President's Day, qualified buyers can get 0% financing on almost every 07 Chevy. Visit your Colorado Chevy dealer today. Hurry in and take delivery by February 20th. You can't miss this great deal on your new Chevy.
Every Sunday morning, AM 760 is Out Loud.
Hey, this is Shannon from the Out Loud Radio Show. Join us this Sunday. We're going to talk about what's going on in the GLBT community and where to go hang out, who's in and who's out. Literally this week, Gregory's back from New York, H Square, the hot topic of gays in the military. Don't miss it.
The Out Loud Radio Show, every Sunday from 11 to 1 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is.
Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check out at BasilDocsPizza.com.
This is Bill Winter. I'll be the MC on Saturday, February 24th as the Douglas County Democrats welcome Congresswoman Grace Napolitano to our third annual Clinton Carter Dinner. For information, visit DouglasDemocrats.org or call 303-919-1804.
You may have heard that a diet rich in antioxidants helps promote a healthy heart, but do you know where to find them? Welch's 100% grape juice. It's full of powerful antioxidants, just like red wine. Help protect your heart with delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A right given by God.
Good morning. It's 6:24, 24 minutes after 6. Partly cloudy today. High at 27. That light.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $200 on your next trip. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. With the Orbits Feel the Love sale, win over your sweetheart by booking a trip and saving $200 to romantic places like Jamaica, Paris, or Maui. Feel the love by saving big on your next getaway. Just Orbits and go.
Save $200 on a qualifying Jamaica, Maui, or Paris flight plus hotel purchase for 5+ nights. Valid for travel 2-1 through 7-31-07. Book by 3-4-07. Subject to availability, see Orbitz.com for terms and conditions.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
Set when David Gregory was questioning him, but he tried yesterday to joke around, but I felt he just came off as looking uncomfortable.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, we always want other politicians to apologize, but we never put that type of pressure on the president and their administration to apologize for anything that they've done. I mean, it's like they don't even consider failure. And if this troop surge don't work, they'll do another troop surge. And if that troop surge don't work, they'll do another troop surge until there's no one left to send over there, and then that's when there's going to be failure.
Well, you're right about that. Even if we all applied pressure to him to apologize, he wouldn't do it because he doesn't think he's done anything wrong. He has admitted in the past, very delicately, that that the administration has made mistakes. And as far as troops go, they are now letting people sign up who are 42 years of age. They are also accepting people with misdemeanors and felonies on their records. So they're casting the widest net they possibly can, because they're not getting the enlistment that they need, because the majority of this country doesn't support the war. And I don't know about you, and I don't know that much about the military, but I don't know if I'd want to be in a combat situation with a guy who's got a felony arrest on his record. Would you?
Well, I was in the military for 5.5 years, and there was definitely some people in there with felonies. Well, some people were reformed and act like normal people, like you would normally expect. And then there were some people who went in and they were still on their little, you know, the bad type deal.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You get a guy who admits to a felony arrest, and then he gets shipped over there, and you're going to give him a gun? I mean, what happens if he's not rehabilitated?
Yeah, that is kind of hard, but also,
you can also get in without a high school diploma now, too, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, they're making a lot of concessions on what they're willing to accept for people to be in, but I don't really think that's the answer. I think the normal system should be the normal system, and you shouldn't make concessions on having people come in with high blood pressure or things of that nature, because that's not really solving the problem. Because you're going to be spending more money rehabilitating them while they're in and not spending enough money to, like, fix them once they get out.
Well, I agree, but you know what? Here's the solution to the whole problem. They should go to college campuses around the country and draft every young Republican and have them go because they support this.
So, you know, they should set up a separate committee young Republicans who support the war, and you just have all kind of military recruiters
that right.
just have no way out, and they just, I mean, 52 million people voted for Bush. I mean, that's a lot of people who can go over there. I mean, that's one heck of a troop surge if you want to get that Iraq thing under control. But I don't see any Republicans volunteering to go into the military.
Well, I don't see any young Republicans. They seem just to have time to hang around CU and other places and put out their propaganda messages. But I say draft them. I say draft every one of them. Terrell, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay. 303-713-7600. We're discussing Iraq, Iran, and Bush's press conference yesterday. It's the international hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What, Mr. Ramsey?
You know what really ticks me off about this whole thing is not only do the Republicans a bunch of chicken hawks, you know, most of them have never served, most of them don't have family members over there, but, you know, they're sitting there talking about, you earn the morale of the troops by discussing all this, you know. And what do they want to do with the VA and veterans benefits?
Well, they want to
benefits?
Cut. They're going to cut the budget. That's what they're going to do. They're going to cut the benefits. And it's a Republican, Larry Craig of Idaho, who is sponsoring and has signed on to this deal.
So it's like, support them while they're over there, and then when they come back, kick them in the head, make them pay more to go to VA hospitals.
Right.
Cut the funding for research into head wounds.
Right.
They're just such scoundrels.
Well. That's typical.
Yeah.
Of the way they are. They've always been that way. It's just that they hide behind the troops, and they hide behind the flag, and the reason that they do that is because they used it during Vietnam, they used it during the McCarthy era, and when you have something that has worked in the past, you can use it now. And you hope it works now because it's worked in the past, and it's incumbent upon us, all of us, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, I don't care where you stand politically, if you're against the war and you disagree with the administration, then it's up to you to stand up, and it's up to you to answer people, and it's up to you to say, no, that's not what this is about.
Right.
It's not about whether we support the troops or not. Don't pull that Vietnam card on me. We support them because we don't support a cut in VA benefits, and we don't support them getting over there and being needlessly killed. Which brings me to two things before the traffic. One, Obama had nothing to apologize for.
Right.
And two, last week, I got upset with a guy who called me. I believe his name is Ed from Littleton. And I yelled at him, and I hung up on him, and I called him a moron. But he tried that he tried that same old right-wing thing with me, which is, do you not believe in good and evil?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know, any moral person, anybody who purports to have any morals, has to believe in good and evil, has to believe in right and wrong. But doing that is a right-wing talking point. It's like, well, because you don't want to nuke Mecca, because you don't want to nuke Tehran, you must not believe in right or wrong. Therefore, you and your friends are amoral. And I don't know about anybody else here, but man, I'm not taking that from anybody.
That's the type of tactic that would get you kicked off your junior high school debating team.
Well, of course. It's personal attack, but that's what those folks do,
yeah.
Is that they personally attack. And I do, too, sometimes. But only when it feels good. 33 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Heavy and slow-moving traffic, for sure, just about wherever you are. Most difficult area right now is rolling backups we're getting northbound 25 from Santa Fe to Lincoln Broadway. It's due to a multi-car wreck blocking the right lane and the right shoulder. Mishaps have been cleared off eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at Table Mesa and northbound 225 at Colfax, but you can expect slower than usual conditions in those areas. I've got our usual slow pocket, southbound 25, 104th to 84th. Weather outlook today, light snow lingering through the morning rush with 1 to 2 inches expected in the metro, tapering off by midday, high of 31. Tonight, mostly cloudy and chilly, low of 22. Right now, light snow and 9 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There's only one radio station in Colorado that thinks like you, where what you feel can be shared and felt by everyone.
He says everything I want to say.
I'm glad we've made some progress.
Moving forward, evolving, and progressing. AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Top three reasons I'm knocking out a project this weekend. Number three, home improvement, just a fancy term for fun with power tools. Number two, my to-do list must not go to a second page. And number one, the Home Depot made me an offer I can't refuse.
Right now, enjoy special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot, you can do it. We can help. Offer valid for 2/19 in U.S. only. See store for details.
6:35, 35 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. Hey, you know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye, and why other centers can't. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar-off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today. Set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter C-O-N, Denver.com.
Universal Pictures presents the new thriller, Breach.
I am much safer if you know a little about me.
Inspired by the true story of FBI agent Robert Hansen.
He started spying for the Russians in 1985. He's a traitor, Eric.
Whose betrayal
might be years before we truly know how many deaths he's been responsible for.
Is the greatest security breach in U.S. history.
Why don't we just arrest him?
Director Hansen caught in the act.
Academy Award winner Chris Cooper, Ryan Phillippe, and Laura Linney.
What if he's smarter than I am?
He spent the last 20 years outthinking Russian spies. He's smarter than all of us.
This is the biggest case we've ever run.
Directed by Billy Ray, the director of Shattered Glass.
He knows the names of every source we've ever turned.
Everything we've all been paid to do, he's undoing it.
I'm either insanely brave or quite insane. Take your pick. There's insanity in all the answers.
Breach. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters tomorrow.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's after the hour. High today, 27, partly cloudy. The snow and all this ice and stuff should end. We're talking about Iraq, Iran, and also the president's news conference yesterday. You probably heard a little, you know, bites of it because he holds it like in the morning. And I think it was like, what, 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning here, our time. Denise in Denver. Denise, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
I just wanted to speak to what your last caller was saying in that, you know, the military, and what you were saying also, that the military is starting to accept felons, and they've raised, you know, the age where, you know, they'll accept people into the military. And I'm not saying it's the same thing, but, you know, this is what Hitler started doing in Germany when things were really getting desperate for him, when he was running out of manpower. And, you know, I don't think we're there, but it's disturbing. I have a friend who just got an age waiver. He's 35. He got an age waiver to go through Navy SEALs training.
Mm.
And, you know, the other thing is I think that not just George Bush, but I think we have to be really careful of who we vote into office next, Democrat or Republican, because I don't know if you heard Hillary on the floor yesterday. She was definitely posturing herself to she was making it clear that Iran was not going to push the United States around and that she wouldn't be pushed around by Iran. And I can't remember exactly what she said. I know Ed Schultz played the clip on his show yesterday as well.
Yeah, she was also warning the president, though, that he couldn't get involved there without congressional okay.
Yeah, but, you know, it makes me nervous because if we try and fight a war in Iran while we're in Iraq, while we're in Afghanistan, I mean, we're already very vulnerable, and I don't think people in America, I don't think people understand. We haven't had to make any sacrifice, you know, for this war in the sense that I don't feel like we really feel it at home. I mean, the Republicans who support this war, you know, people who are rabidly for it, and, you know, my brother, is. We argue about this all the time. He doesn't see that you know, this is part of contributing to our decline. We can't make war, you know, with the entire Middle East.
Well, listen, I think Barack Obama said it best, where he said, I'm not against all wars, I'm just against dumb wars. And I think he's right, and I don't support Hillary, because I don't like her stance on the war. I support Obama, but I know that frustration when you run into people and you try to talk to them about this, and they just can't, they just won't see it, and I don't understand why they can't see it.
I mean, this we're never. I don't know. I don't see how we're ever going to get out of there, out of Iraq, and I don't think George Bush's intention was for us to ever be out of Iraq. I think that the intention is for us to always have some type of military presence there.
No, what they wanted to do, and the people around him, is they wanted to go into Iraq. They thought that would be quick, and then from there they would move on to Tehran, but they never got that far because we're stuck in Iraq. And I agree with you about Iran. We can't get into a battle with them. And by the way, they've tried to help us before, and they have helped us before. And it goes back to this. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to go fight them, or are you going to sit down and try to talk to them? Now, there was an article 2 days ago in the business section of the New York Times that lack of investment and economic sanctions are hurting Iran's refining industry and is reflecting back off on their economy. So pressure at least is being applied on them. Let's see if something comes out of it. But this administration acts like it's hell-bent to go after them.
And that's what's so frightening because, you know, and again, it's as Terrell, your last caller, was saying, I mean, who are they going to send? Who are they going to send over there to fight? I mean,
well, they're going to bomb. That's what they're going to do. That would be their plan. They would bomb. They would bomb.
God help us all, you know?
I agree. Listen.
Once you start dropping bombs like that, then, you know, it's like I feel like people here, so many people here in the United States, we've been a superpower for so long. People don't feel like it can happen here. It can happen to us. And, you know, people don't read history. They don't understand. I mean, we're not even in the middle of our decline. Sometimes I wonder if we're just not at the tail end of it.
Well,
you know?
I don't think we're in a decline. What I think we're in is a situation where we're headed in the wrong direction, and we desperately need to turn that direction around. And I have faith that we will turn that direction around. I believe that we will. I believe that it won't happen overnight, and a lot of people are impatient. But I believe we will, and I believe that we'll have a Democrat in the White House in 08. And whether you're a Democrat or an independent or even a moderate Republican, that's obviously your best choice. I mean, on the GOP side, Rudy Giuliani leads in the polls. But look at his comment yesterday about Iraq. He doesn't believe that the war will turn around, but he's not sure about that. I want somebody who's sure and knows what they're doing. Denise, thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, see you later. Let's go to Walt in Littleton. Walt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi.
I want to preface my comments by saying I've never been in the military. I am a Democrat. I don't support George Bush in this war, didn't support Vietnam, but I do believe that we have to double or triple the size of our military, and I think the way to do that is not to lower the standards. I think it's to increase the standards, increase the benefits, the pay, and make being in the military tantalizing to people. It's a simple thing.
Yep. You know,
it's not rocket science.
Yeah, you're on the right course, and here's where we can get the money to do this. Go through the defense budget and take out those things that are based on Cold War planning mentality and that are basically in there as a payoff to these big corporations and get them out of the budget,
right,
and shift that money into increasing the rewards for those who choose to join and serve their country, plus those who are veterans. We should do that, and somebody in Congress should stand up and bring up this very point. And I'm kind of, and maybe somebody has, and I missed it, but so far I haven't seen anything about it.
Problem is that we've got a military right now that's in their 40s over there fighting as reservists and veterans. But we have no backup. I mean, to think about going into Tehran with what?
Well, we wouldn't go in there physically. What we'd do is we'd bomb them. That'd be the idea.
Right. Right.
But then, after you do that, then you'd cause all kinds of chaos.
Right.
And there's one thing that always works. Actually, there's two things that always work with people like Tehran. One, economics. And two, you got to sit down and you got to find out where they're coming from and you got to be able to assess what they want. And as James Baker, who is not liberal, said, it doesn't mean you have to give them anything. What it means is you just got to sit down with them. And for those of us that are old enough to remember this, if John Kennedy and Dwight Eisenhower had taken the same response to the then Soviet Union and China and also the Cuban Missile Crisis that this administration has taken, you and I, none of us would be here because there would have been annihilation.
Yeah. We tend to shoot first and talk later, and we got to start talking more.
That's right.
Because the diplomacy piece and having dialogue, not just with the countries we're having trouble with, but with other countries, is critically important. And this administration does not operate that way at all.
No, and you can't solve anything by saying it's my way or the highway. Thanks, Walt. Appreciate it.
No drinks.
All right, you got it, brother.
Yeah, you know, there seems to be a fundamental misunderstanding of what diplomacy is with this bunch. That they're saying, we won't talk unless they agree to what we want. That's the antithesis of diplomacy.
you never would have gotten that out of the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
You never would have gotten it out of China.
No.
You don't get it out of China now.
You know, it's
China does terrible things, and we sit there and we don't say anything because we're economically tied to them.
Oh, yeah, if they stop buying T-bills.
But Nixon realized that, and once again, Nixon's no liberal. I mean, he realized that you got to talk to them.
Yeah.
And they're still doing terrible things.
Yeah.
They're hooked up with some of the worst, most repressive regimes in Africa, and we don't say anything. We don't call them the axis of evil. And now we've struck this deal with North Korea. And this deal is exactly the same kind of deal that we had before.
It must be a good deal because John Bolton is frothing at the mouth about it.
Well, I want to ask the supporters of the president what they think about the idea that you can't talk to Kim Jong-il because he's a madman, and yet we did it.
Yeah.
Now, do they support this part, or do they only support the part that's convenient for them? That's the thing I don't get. Here's Dwayne in Weld County. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Jay. This is going to kind of change the subject just a little bit. I'm sorry about that. But one thing that came up about two or three days ago, and you just mentioned it just a few moments ago, was about this believing in evil and all that business. Go and look at various other forms of thought, such as like in physics. They don't describe physically darkness. They only describe light. And darkness is the absence of light.
Right.
So I personally do not believe in evil. I believe in the absence of good.
Yeah.
So therefore, I believe in good. I do not believe in evil. Okay. And that's all that I had to say.
Well, okay. I mean,
Zen philosophy.
Yeah, I mean, I believe in evil, and I think there are evil people out there, definitely.
Well, just a second, though. I mean, these are people who are thinking in a particular way. They're acting in a way that is not consistent with what we would think of as being good. But it doesn't mean that they have a pole, an axis of which they are drawn to.
Oh, I disagree. I think there are people that are drawn to it. I definitely do. I definitely do. And I think there are a lot of people throughout history, some of them with vast amounts of power, some of them with no power at all, that definitely I would consider to be evil.
They're drawn to an ill-considered, ill-conceived
pole. All right, so we just disagree.
Yeah, well, I agree. We do disagree, and here's my thing. I believe that reality generates out of beliefs for the individual. As you truly believe, you are also in a very strong position to go in that direction. If you don't think that you can jump over 2 feet in the air, you're at an extreme disadvantage to jumping over 2 feet.
Well, I try to leave no tracks when I walk on rice paper. We'll see you later. Thanks for the call. 6:49 on AM 760 Progressive
yes.
Talk.
Grasshopper.
49 minutes past the hour. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We have all the usual areas for slowdowns coupled with the snowpack, icy conditions, and multiple wrecks around the metro area. Slow traffic right now eastbound 270 Commerce City, a northbound 225 Parker to Colfax, and on the southbound side of 225 Alameda to Iliff. Of course, you're going to have a tough ride out of Thornton and North Glen. Southbound lanes of I-25. On the northbound side is the multi-vehicle wreck that we have just north of Santa Fe. You're still going to run into some delays back to Lincoln Broadway. We also had a single vehicle wreck south of the city, northbound 25 at Wolfensberger Road. Weather outlook today, light snow lingering through the morning rush, tapering off by midday, high of 31. Right now, light snow and 9 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, Colorado. This is Randy Rhodes from Grand Junction to the eastern plains of Burlington. Fort Collins up north to Pueblo down south. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk broadcasting in high definition. Hey, that's cool. Find out more about HD Radio on AM760.net.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe. In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean. It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work. You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you. So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation. Their friendly counselors will give you all the details. Call 800-768-6113. That's 800-768-6113. You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
If you want half off your credit card bill, we can't help you. If you want half off your car payment, we can't help you. If you want half off your cell phone bill, well, we can't help you. But if you want half off your student loan payment, we can help you. That's right. You can cut your student loan payment by up to nearly half with College Loan Corporation. Just call 1-800-CLC-1979. We've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Now we'd like to help you cut your student loan payments by nearly half. This is not your typical loan. It's a free program. And by calling today, you may be eligible for up to a $2,000 cash rebate. That's right, $2,000 cash. Call College Loan Corporation for fast, friendly service. Learn how you can cut your student loan payments by up to nearly half and enjoy a cash rebate of up to $2,000. Call 1-800-CLC-1979. It's the smartest call you can make. That's 1-800-CLC-1979.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:53, 53 minutes past the hour. Partly cloudy today, high 27. You can vote in our poll at am760.net. And we'll discuss that topic coming up next hour. Right now, we've been talking about the President's News Conference, about Iraq and Iran. Three lines open at 303-713-600. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Glad to hear your voice again.
Oh, thanks, man.
First, I want to say that I'm not advocating going to war with Iran, but you're saying we need to sit down and talk with them. I want to know how we sit down and talk with somebody that denies the Holocaust and straight out says that the U.S. and Israel need to be wiped off the face of the planet.
Well, I think how you do it is the same way that John Kennedy, the Dwight Eisenhower, and others did it when Nikita Khrushchev sat at the U.N., banged his shoe on the table, and said, "We will bury you." You have no choice but at least to find out where they're coming from, because absence of knowledge is not power. much of what Ahmadinejad says falls into two categories. One, some of it is for domestic and is for Arab, it's meant for a domestic and an Arab audience. Second of all, he does not have total and complete control in Iran. The mullahs do.
The Grand Ayatollah does.
Right. And then the third problem is that much of what he campaigned on, he hasn't delivered, and the populace is not happy with him. They are having trouble. And as that New York Times article points out, they're having trouble economically. So the thing is, even though you can characterize him as being a madman, if we can sit down and we can do it finally with Korea, and we could North Korea, and we could have done it with North Korea a long time ago, we can sit down with Iran and at least see where they're coming from. Like James Baker says, we don't have to give them anything.
Okay. Well, I got two things. You're saying that they're suffering economically. I know that they are having problems with their oil. They tried to go to get stuff that they could produce their oil cheaper. The only countries that produce it, I believe, are Japan, I think Canada, and the U.S. We stopped them getting it, so now they're suffering because of it.
Well, they're also suffering from lack of foreign investment.
Which is probably a good thing. But I had a question saying that North Korea, that you know, they finally made an agreement. Now, was that done through one-on-one talks, or was that done through six-party talks?
That was done through six-party talks.
Okay. Remember back when you were saying that we have to do one-on-one talks to get stuff done?
Well, I think we should have done one-on-one.
Give a brat what it wants?
Well, I think we should have done one-on-one, and in the end, we ended up giving them now close, very, very close to what they had before that this administration turned around and canceled. This administration could have gotten this done 5 years ago.
But it was done through six-party talks, and we didn't give them what they want in terms of they want to only talk to the U.S., and we told them, no, you don't give a bratty kid what it wants. That's what my point was back then, and we still did what we needed to do.
Yeah, 5 years late, where we could have had it, we could have got it done
a lot
earlier.
There's no guarantees to that, though. Kim Jong-il from
there's no guarantees that you're not going to walk out of the house today, or I'm not going to walk out of this building today and not get killed. But I'll tell you one thing's for sure. If you don't sit down with somebody and, you know, you don't figure out what's going on, then you're not going to know. And by the way, Iranians, by the way, are not Arabs, but what I meant, they're Persian, but what I meant to say was for the Middle East, that's for the radical Middle East constituency. But if you don't, but yeah, right, it's just, you know, it's words. But if you don't sit down and if you don't talk to them and if you don't figure out what's going on, how are you going to deal with them? And we did it in the past, and John Kennedy did it, and you probably weren't alive then, but Eisenhower did it, and Nixon did it with China. And had they not done it, had they done what this administration is doing, you and I might not be here to have this discussion.
That's probably true.
And that's what scares me, because we're not in an age now where it's just armies fighting each other. We're in an age now of nuclear weapons, and we're caught in a terrible, terrible situation in Iraq. And the Iranians don't want an unstable Iraq. You know why? Because they don't want those. They don't want an unstable country right next to them.
That's not true. That's why they're funneling weapons into the
country.
They want to take control of it so they can get their oil.
Two things are going on there. One, they're causing just enough mischief for us to cause us problems. And two, we're not certain about what they are and are not doing because the administration has not been able to totally prove its case, and since last weekend, they have backpedaled and jumped around and flip-flopped three times.
They said that they can't trace it directly to the Ahmadinejad, but they know that the weapons are coming from Iran.
Those anonymous briefers said that the government was involved in Iran, and yesterday the president is backpedaling from that. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the call. All right, coming up next, we'll take up our poll question. And we'll find out what's unbecoming of a soldier in a time of war. Stick around.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
Settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Yes, News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's. Why do we get sick? Researchers are launching a major study to find out. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor. Jim, what's different about this study?
Well, Kaiser Permanente is sending surveys, Frank, to 2 million members in Northern California. Daunting study of what does cause disease, from diabetes to Alzheimer's. First to sign up is guinea pigs, septuagenarians Don and Cleo Reed.
I have a eye disease that is potentially genetically based.
Yes, I have colon cancer. It's in remission right now.
UCSF Dr. Neil Risch says the study will go way beyond what's in their genes.
Nothing in this life really is entirely genetic, and that environment plays a major role in development of all disease.
The study could take 50 years.
The storm is over, but the misery lingers. All the snow and ice that fell in parts of the east is frozen over. National Guard troops are taking blankets and fuel to drivers who've been stuck since last night in icy I-78 near Allentown, Pennsylvania. State DOT spokesman Sean Brown.
What kept occurring was tractor trailers and vehicles became disabled. We'd clear them off the roadway, and then others right behind them would then become disabled.
CBS's Michelle Miller has a snapshot from Albany, New York.
This morning, the folks in Albany are facing the cold, hard facts. There's a foot and a half of snow on the ground, and it's just 8 degrees. The cleanup has begun. The plows are out, and so are the shovels. But it's going to take some time to get Albany International Airport back on track. 170 flights were canceled because of the storm, and ahead, most of today's flights are booked.
Mother's Little Helper is fast replacing marijuana as the drug of choice for American teenagers. A new federal study says more teens are getting prescription drugs from friends, buying them illegally on the Internet, or just swiping them from the medicine chest at home.
The medicine cabinet becomes a greater threat to the teenagers of this country than the street drug dealer.
Former Health Secretary Joseph Califano. In Washington, members of Congress on both sides of the aisle are joining forces behind a bill that would give the government new powers to regulate tobacco. That would include forcing manufacturers to list cigarette ingredients. Wendy Selig with the American Cancer Society believes that's long overdue.
We want the public to have very specific information from an objective source about what's in these things. I mean, when you pick up a box of macaroni and cheese or Pop-Tarts, you can look on the side and you know exactly what's in there.
Overseas, Iraqi troops have launched a new effort to clear out insurgent strongholds in southern Baghdad. They're also sealing Iraq's borders with Iran and Syria to keep men, guns, and bombs from coming into the country. Here at home, Mattel's recalling 500,000 Laugh and Learn Learning Bunny toys. A small child could choke swallowing a pom-pom nose that can come off. Salmonella poisoning from Peter Pan and Great Value peanut butter has spread to 39 states now, close to 300 cases. S&P futures are up a fraction. This is CBS News.
Nerlman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
The morning commute. It's rarely pretty, but it can be tasty. It's as simple as popping a Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit into the microwave. In less than a minute, you're out the door and on your way, smiling over a mouthful of sausage, egg, and flaky biscuit. Yes, sirree. Compared to a good hot breakfast, gridlock traffic doesn't stand a chance. So do yourself a favor and look for Jimmy Dean biscuits inside your grocer's freezer, because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
It's 7:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Light snow falling in the metro area, north and south primarily. Main roadways are okay, just pockets of problems. Jefferson, Boulder, Douglas, Western Arapahoe counties on accident alert. Worst drive is south of the metro.
I looked over at about Happy Canyon. I looked over on the northbound side, and there's numerous spin-outs. It looked like on the right side, and road conditions are very icy and snow-packed.
Now, the side streets are icy and snow-packed along the Front Range. Cities on accident alert include Boulder, Golden, Morrison, Castle Rock, Lakewood, Littleton, and Westminster. A former Jeffco middle school teacher has been convicted on child sex charges. 33-year-old Marshall Walker will be sentenced to 35 counts of coercing three boys to pose nude. He was a science teacher at Everett Middle School last year when one of the students came forward alleging abuse. Father of one of the victims offering advice.
If there's any other kids out there, any other victims, parents, talk to your kids. Make sure you understand and let them understand that, you know, sometimes someone in trust can make you or have you do things that are wrong.
Walker is facing up to 400 years in prison when he's sentenced in April. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Patience and extra time is what you're going to need as you make your way into work or school. Pretty much of a slow go around the metro area. Eastbound 6th is dragging Wadsworth to I-25. Southbound 25 is packed in now from 120th all the way to I-76. The good news is we have no new collision hotspots on the freeways. Traffic shaking loose there northbound 25 from Santa Fe to the Downing Street Bridge where we had an earlier mishap. We do have a new one, though, northbound Santa Fe, that ramp to northbound I-25. Weather today, light snow lingering through the morning rush, tapering off by midday, high of 31. Right now, light snow, 9 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This President's Day, qualified buyers can get 0% financing on almost every 07 Chevy. Visit your Colorado Chevy dealer today. Hurry in and take delivery by February 20th. You can't miss this great deal on your new Chevy.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay. Hello. 7:07. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin back. Thank you to Russ Johnson for filling in. I didn't even say that last hour. I got a couple of... before we get to the main topic here...
What do you got?
I got a couple of... little things I want to throw in. It's me rattling around papers. How unprofessional is that? Well, it sounds like Limbaugh, doesn't it? That's what he always does.
My Oxycontin through the hands.
Speaking of Limbaugh, because I'm tired of like doing a whole hour on this, and I've done it twice, and I'm not going to do it again, but I'm going to bring it up. Because yesterday on his radio show, Limbaugh was on Barack Obama's case. And we all know he's biracial. And he was saying, if you look African-American in society, you're treated as an African-American. Now, that's what Obama said on 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
I think it's very true. Just like, unfortunately, in this society, if you have a Hispanic last name, you have people who sit in the legislature who believe that you must be illegal. Schultes.
Dan Credo.
Yeah. Limbaugh said yesterday that Obama didn't want to be black and should renounce it. If it's not something you want to be...
What?
If you didn't decide it, renounce it. Become white. And he also added, if you don't like it, you can switch. Well, that's the way I see it. He's got 50-50 in there, so say, no, I'm white. What is Limbaugh's preoccupation with race?
He's back on the OxyContin.
Very big, you know, there's nothing worse than a bigoted, dumb white boy.
Yeah.
A dumb Caucasian.
Bad enough to be bigoted, but to be dumb on top of it, really.
That he should renounce his color. Okay, well, thank you, racist swine. And also, what did I do with that? I lost another story. Okay, then here it is. I don't know how many of you saw this. Anthony Scalia, Judge Anton Scalia, Tony.
Tony.
Yeah, he's really a hard right winger and sits on that Supreme Court.
Tony the Scab.
He's just a hard right winger. Well, guess what? The values he must espouse in public are not the ones that he must teach at home. Because his daughter got busted and charged with driving under the influence. She also had her kids in the car at the time, so now she's charged with child endangerment. Maybe he'll represent her at her hearing. What do you think? Anna S. Banaszewski, who lives in Wheaton, Illinois, I know where that is, was arrested Monday evening while driving away from a fast food restaurant in the suburb, which is about 20 miles west of Chicago. Three children were inside Banaszewski's van when someone called the police to report a suspected intoxicated driver. They would not release her blood alcohol level. She also declined to give the children's ages or say whether Scalia's daughter had been busted before. She was released on a personal recognizance bond.
On personal recognizance?
Yep.
For DUI and child endangerment, and she gets out on personal recognizance?
Well, you and I wouldn't get that, but that's what she got. Of course, Anton Scalia joined the Supreme Court back in 86, and he's got 9 kids. So, Tony, how's the family? Well, I got 8 kids.
You know, I haven't heard anything about
how's the grandchildren, Tony? Do you know?
I haven't heard anything about the Bush twins since they got thrown out of Latin America.
Yeah, they stay rather low-key.
Yeah.
They stay out of the limelight. You know, I also noticed something else. The really radical right loves to pick on Chelsea Clinton all the time. With John McCain's blogger in the midst of that whole Edwards controversy, but nobody picked up on this, but McCain's blogger called her ugly. I think she's cute.
I do, too.
But she's always with her parents, but you never see the Bush twins with their parents. Why is that?
Yeah. Plus, Chelsea has a real job.
Yeah, that's true, too. Well, so does one of the Bush twins. I think she teaches or something.
Oh, I thought she was a spokeswoman for Jägermeister or something.
No, let's not be unfair. All right, let's get down to this. 303-713-7600. I have to tell you right off the bat, I have no military experience. Do you have any?
No.
Okay. And I also want to tell you that I know I'm weird. Because I'm into things that most people are not. And I know I have a different way of seeing things than a lot of people. So I admit that up front. Now, having given you that disclaimer, listen to this story. An Air Force drill sergeant who posed nude for Playboy magazine has been removed from active duty. Michelle Manhart, who appeared in a 6-page spread in Playboy's February issue, said that she has been removed from extended duty and was told that she was demoted from staff sergeant to senior airman. She said, "I'm disappointed in our system. They went too far with it." Manhart said that she was reverted to her Air National Guard status and that she submitted a resignation. She says that's pending. Manhart was a member of the Iowa National Guard, Air National Guard, before going on extended duty. Now, Oscar Balladares, a spokesman for Lackland Air Force Base, confirmed that Manhart was removed from extended duty on Friday, but said Lackland did not discharge her. Okay. Lieutenant Colonel Greg Hapgood, a spokesman for the Iowa National Guard, said that because the Guard did not have Oh, he's talking about they didn't have documentation about her separation from the Air Force. It couldn't say anything about her duty status. Manhart is a 30-year-old mother of two, said the military action against her was hinged on the fact that she was pictured, I guess, without a uniform. So she was photographed in uniform, yelling and holding weapons under the headline, Tough Love. And the pictorial hit the newsstands in January. I don't take Playboy, so I don't know. Have you seen these six pages?
I haven't seen Playboy in years, but I only used to pick it up for the articles.
Sure, yeah. That's why you wear glasses.
Now, she was in uniform, but then they had other pictures.
Right, of her out of
uniform. Clothed, wearing dog tags while working out, and also some completely nude. But she only got in trouble for wearing the uniform.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture of her here.
So what is she supposed to do? Is she supposed to, like not tell them what she does for a living? She's supposed to fake that? Okay, here's my question. Do you agree with what the armed services have done? Do you agree with what the Air National Guard and the Air Force has done? Or do you disagree? And I disagree, and I don't think she should have been demoted. I don't think she should have gotten any trouble. If anything, it's a fabulous recruiting poster. You get young hormone-filled guys, see that in Playboy? They want to join up, right?
Yeah, she's a drill sergeant.
I'd like to have her as a drill sergeant.
I'd like to be on her drill team.
Yeah, 303-713-7600. And this also gets back... this whole thing, once again, about this country and the whole thing about sexuality and nudity, and they'll find, like, some reason to retaliate against her, but in reality, why should they? And what should she have done? Should she have, like, done the pictorial and not told them what she did and not be proud of her service?
You know, again, the right wing. Anything?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Having to do with sex?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't. Well, yeah, I agree there, but I don't know if it's the right wing who made sure that she was like kicked out. But
well, I wonder if Playgirl is Playgirl magazine still around?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I wonder if they have ever run any pictures of male soldiers. You know. In uniform.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. So here's the deal. So what they'll do is they'll claim because she was in uniform that they have to kick her out. Okay, my comment to that is, well, what did they want her to do? Hide the fact that she did what she did? Yeah. That's what she did every day? And they're always complaining they never get any positive press. Would you consider this to be positive or negative? I consider it to be positive.
Yeah, I mean, here she is, a 30-year-old mother of two. Her husband's also in the military, obviously a very pro-military family, serving their country.
So what's the problem? Well, they're going to say because it's Playboy and you were partially clothed and you were in the uniform and you didn't have authorization, or, you know, they'll make up some BS.
Yeah. It's like throwing out all the gays, you know, especially all the language experts.
Yeah. Instead of taking what could be a positive thing and running with it.
Yeah.
They don't run with it. All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. That's a great inducement to join today's military. Anybody who's looking like her is going to get, you know, because she's in Playboy. I mean, I would have said, like, look, here's a drill sergeant. That'd be a line around the block to get in. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 7:17, 17 minutes after. Some of the best-looking women I've ever seen have been in the armed services, particularly the Air Force. When I was in Del Rio, Laughlin Air Force Base there.
Wonder why that is.
I don't know, but I'm telling you, those women are sharp. They're good-looking, and they're sharp, and they're smart, and they got a lot going. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You can vote on this at am760.net. You can IM us at am760.net. and we'll take your calls coming up. Here's Gina with traffic.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all model, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Looks like they'll get that back open here very shortly, but chain laws are in effect at Vail and the Ice, and they're at the tunnel, and the Loveland Pass is off limits due to adverse conditions. Weather outlook today, light snow lingering through the morning rush with 1 to 2 inches expected in the metro area, then ending by midday, high of 31. Right now, light snow, 9 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Drive in today for Sonic's Bacon Breakfast Bistro Sandwich, made with crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese piled high on toasted ciabatta bread. You can get one with the cranberry juice only at Sonic, your ultimate drink stop, where it's not just good, it's Sonic good.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Hey, President's Day is coming. What a great opportunity for all you founding fathers and mothers to head to the store, pick up a Toshiba HD DVD player to go with your high-definition TV. Sit back, put your feet up, and hold your first President's Day Film Festival. See your favorite movies like you've never seen them before. Because Toshiba's HD DVD player will make the DVDs in your current collection look better than ever. And it'll remind you of what you got your high-definition TV for in the first place. Toshiba's HD DVD player represents the transition from DVD to HD DVD, from the present to the future. And just as George and Abe gave us all a precious gift, Toshiba is giving us a gift as well. Get 3 free HD DVDs by mail, select titles only, when you buy a Toshiba HD DVD player at Crutchfield.com, February 12th through February 28th. Select participating retailers only, void or prohibited. See www.ToshibaHDDVD.com for full details. With a Toshiba HD DVD player, every movie is the look and sound of perfect.
Hi, I'm Lisa Shump, owner of Colorado's number one volume Honda dealership, Ralph Shump Honda. There are lots of reasons we're number one and have been for over 12 years. To name a few, no dealer handling or other hidden fees, ever. We're one priced so you know what you're paying for your purchase before you spend hours negotiating the price. We don't load our vehicles up with accessories you don't want, care about, or want to spend your hard-earned money on, unless it's your choice. Did I mention the great friendly people who work here? We're sincerely interested in making your purchasing experience a good one. And we're conveniently located, so it doesn't matter whether you live in Capitol Hill or Highlands Ranch, it's just a quick drive down Broadway. So without totally being a thief of great lines, you've got a buddy in the car business, Ralph Shump Honda. One price, one promise, one customer at a time. 5700 South Broadway or at Shump.com. Should I say, thanks, Tom?
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Are the Democrats winning back the middle class? New York Senator Chuck Schumer joins the show to talk about his new book, Positively American. The security sweep is underway in Baghdad. We'll have the latest on that. State Farm Insurance is pulling out from offering policies in the Gulf states because of Hurricane Katrina, and many of those families haven't even come close to settling their claim. We'll have your calls, the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 722, 22 minutes after 7, partly cloudy, high today, 27. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, along with John M. and John Turk producing. We're talking about Michelle Manhart. This is the Air Force drill sergeant who was demoted after posing nude for Playboy magazine. She was removed from active duty. She was demoted, and she's in trouble, apparently. She posed in and out of uniform, and the military is mad, which I find to be pretty ridiculous. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. 303-713, I'm ashamed of the human body. Let's go to Drew in Colorado Springs. Drew, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, I saw the story online this morning, and I was just curious about the interesting double standard it seems our military has. I'm wondering when they're going to start doing something about the flyboys who hang out in strip bars.
Now, I've always been aware of that, but I can't remember back when I was in Del Rio, which would be 32, 33 years ago. I can't remember if they used to come into those places and they used to come into those bars. I can't remember if they were in uniform or not, but you're right. They used to hang out there and a lot of other worse places, and that's a good point.
All right, you have a good day.
All right, thanks. Well, what about that? Can you walk into a strip joint in a uniform? Maybe somebody who's been in the military can answer that question. Or do you have to go in there in the civvies? Because would that be a bad reflection on the branch of service you're with? See, I can't remember back when I used to go across the border to Acuna, and we would go over there because we had drank. I don't remember if they would wear uniforms in there or not. I know they would get in there and get in fights. I also know that if you got arrested over there, that once a week they used to send a van over to take all of the Air Force personnel out, and if you were a civilian, you had to sit in there. I know that they used to get special treatment with that. Let's go to Tom in Colorado Springs. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Sean. I'm in Colorado Springs. I just want to call and say that I definitely agree with all the military's actions and...
He just hung up. All right, well, Tom agrees, I guess. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Carol in Denver. Carol, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, since I was in the military and I was a first sergeant, I can tell you what she did was conduct unbecoming. Has nothing to do, I am not prudish, I do not care, nor does I don't think anybody care if she poses for Playboy, but she can. It's against regulations for her to do it in uniform, anything to do with the uniform, for the same reason that I would get in trouble if I went to a political rally in my uniform. You cannot represent the uniform in any way other than, you know, within the military context.
Right. Well, Marilyn Musgrave got away with it, but that was a long time ago.
You're right.
I see what you're saying about political, rallies, but it would seem to me that in this situation, it would seem to me that this would be positive publicity, not negative publicity. And what was she supposed to do? Like tell them, like when they put information in there about her, she's supposed to like hide the fact that she was in the Air Force?
That she's in the Air Force. She just cannot pose in any portion of her military uniform. You know, the whole article could be about her being in the Guard and da-da-da-da-da, but the pictures cannot display her uniform.
But do you think it was that bad that she should have been demoted and taken from active duty? I mean, is that really that big of a sin?
Well, I think...
Compared to what other things go on?
I think in this day and age, yeah. I mean, only because everybody seems to knee-jerk and overreact. But definitely it would have been a demotion, for sure.
See, it seems to me to be an overreaction.
You know, if let's say I was a first sergeant. If one of my people, you know, were on the front page of the Rocky Mountain News in their uniform at a political rally, they would get demoted.
Yeah, but I don't see a political rally the same thing as being in Playboy.
Well, I'm just using it as an example.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, the military doesn't show.
If it had been me, and I had been a creative thinker, I would have taken her and put her on a USO tour.
You betcha.
That's the best recruiting poster you could ever get, and we're down manpower-wise.
Totally understand your point of view. And like I said, if they had just put it in the article that she was in the military and that she was, you know, an active duty Air Force person or whatever, it would have been no issue. With the military, there's very little gray area. Everything is black and white, you know, and they have set punishments for set things, and they don't waver from it that often.
All right, so if they wanted to punish her, how about the idea of you're restricted to quarters, or
well, like I said,
or you got to do some other extra kind of work. But like you demote her, and
yeah,
then
she would have been demoted. Yeah, if I'd have been her first sergeant, it'd have been she'd have been demoted for that. I mean, you know, our uniform means something very, very, very much to us. It represents a lot.
Do you think that by doing that she was disgracing the uniform?
Yes.
Really? Come on.
I do.
Oh, really? Being in Playboy?
Not, like I said, any time you're using the uniform in any way other than in a military context, it is disgracing that uniform. And there's no gray area.
Well, the president does it all the time.
Well, we know that.
Because he's shady appear in front of these guys, these men and women. And what are they going to do? Stand up and go, we don't agree with you? So they're going to sit there and listen to that boring spiel of theirs?
We're not talking about civilians here. We're talking about active duty military.
All right. You well, I don't see it, but I got to defer to you because you're the expert.
Okay.
Thanks, Carol.
You have a great day, Jay.
Okay, we'll talk to you.
Bye.
Bye. Here's Myra. Myra Endeavor, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I just got to say that when you're in the military, you know, slavery is not dead. They own you. They may give you a salary, but it ain't much of a salary, and they own your life. And anything you do that reflects upon the military, they will get you for it. One guy went into an NCO club when I was in the Air Force in England, in an NCO club in civilian clothes, with a peace symbol on during the Vietnam War, and he was busted and was in all kinds of hot water for wearing a peace symbol on his person in civilian clothes. But he was on a military base, and he was in an NCO club.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
That's really bizarre.
They own you. They own you.
See, I can understand that point, that they can tell you exactly what to do.
And then there's one other little thing that you don't realize. You don't know how many people are out there in getting PTSD treatment for MST, military sexual trauma.
Right.
Okay? There's a lot of people out there. So that kind of thing can be said to be promoting that kind of activity, the negative activity.
Oh, see, I don't even make that connection. How do you make that? Because you know what?
I'm one of them.
Okay, but hang on a second. Whether you're in the military or you're out of the military, whatever your story is, okay, when it comes down to man and woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in any way, shape, or form, okay, is that behavior. Plus, on top of that, people used to make that same charge about women who would wear short skirts, and they'd use it as like a... And I'm not saying you're doing this, but I'd say, you know, they use it as like a semi-justification for men's actions, and men who harass women are pigs.
Exactly. But men will use that as their excuse. That's what turned them on. That's why they did what they did. End of story. I'll let you go.
All right, Myra. Thanks.
Yeah, you know, that's the old defense claim in rape cases, that the woman was dressing provocatively.
Yeah. Oh, I've had, not in a long time, but I've had callers argue that with me. Male callers.
She was asking for it.
Yeah. I've had that before.
Scary.
What men think like that?
I don't get it.
How does a man think that way? Where does that come from?
I don't know. I've never felt that way. I've never... You know, you see a woman dressed provocatively, you may have some lewd and lascivious thoughts, but it's not like it doesn't.
You ever been accused of sexual harassment?
No,
I have.
Really?
Oh yeah. And it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't anywhere near, because I don't conduct myself in that manner.
No, I have too much respect for women to do anything like, hey, baby.
You know, it turned out to be that she was wrong and it was unfounded. And now that I look back on it, and of course you always have this hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah.
What I should have done was I should have sued her. But I didn't do it.
Nah.
I let it go.
That opens up another can of worms.
But But I don't think being a Playboy disgraces the uniform. I don't think being a Playboy misuses it. I think it promotes the military.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's like, hey, look at this, you know, look at this attractive woman. Obviously
smart.
Happy and a smart, attractive in a military career. Mother, two kids, husband in the military.
Well, how about this? If you were a female police officer and you were good-looking enough to get into Playboy and you were smart and whatever and they chose you to do, like, a photo spread, do you think that if you wore, like, your hat or your shirt or whatever, would you be kicked out of the police department for that or demoted?
You know, I don't know. I don't, like I said, I haven't.
Because that's a paramilitary organization.
I haven't read Playboy in years, so I don't know if they've ever done any pictorials.
On cops? On female cops?
Female cops.
You know what else, too? Why is it bad? Here's something else. Why is it bad, and I get this particularly on the left, why is it bad to make an observation that a woman is good-looking?
I don't see where there's anything bad about that.
No, I've been criticized by that before.
Really?
But what about her intelligence? Blah, blah, blah. Well, I assume that she made drill sergeant. I assume she has something on the ball.
Yeah.
But I get that. I get that all the time. Well, you know, what are you talking about her looks?
Objectification.
Well, yeah, but if she's good-looking, what difference does it make? Why is it wrong to say she's good-looking?
I don't see any problem with that. That's taking political correctness a little bit to the extreme.
Hmm. All right, 7:34. It's 34 minutes after the hour. Do we need to ask a woman's opinion on this?
Yeah, I think so.
Gina?
Yes, Jay?
Okay. Michelle Manhart. She's a drill sergeant in the Air Force. She gets into Playboy. She poses nude. She's in and out of her uniform. She gets demoted for it and gets pulled off active duty. You agree with that?
Well, here's the problem. I don't agree with her posing in Playboy to begin with. I mean, I wouldn't encourage any woman
Why?
To take off their clothes for money.
Why not?
I don't think it's a good thing. I don't think it's a good thing for their self-respect. But, I mean, if you're asking me that question, no, I don't think that was a fair shake for her to be demoted for that.
Okay. So you think women who play, I'm not trying to pick you apart here, but I just want to ask you. So you think women who pose in Playboy, they are giving up their self-respect?
I do.
Really?
If I had a daughter, I certainly wouldn't want her to do that.
Ooh, what would you do if she did?
Well, obviously,
you wouldn't disown her.
I would love her. No, I would love her and accept her, but I would hope that I would have raised her with values that she wouldn't feel the need to do that.
I've talked to some women that posed in Playboy, and they've said they found the experience liberating and empowering.
Yeah, Mary and I know a former playmate. We sure do. I just thought about her. Phyllis is her name, I think. I haven't seen her in a long time. You know why she did it? She did it because she was going to med school. So she got money for med school.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you're good-looking and you can pull it off, why not?
I'm sure that women do feel that way. I mean, I'm sure that it can be a very empowering thing. I just don't know if they've really weighed all the ramifications of that for how it truly affects their lives overall and people's perception of them.
Well, that's a really great point. So maybe that would be the bigger, maybe that should have been the bigger topic. Would you look down on a woman if she came up to you and said, and you knew she posed in Playboy? I wouldn't. I'd be curious, but I wouldn't think less of her. Would you think less of her, John?
No.
Gina?
Don't ask me that.
No, come on. Would you think less of her?
Well, you know, I like to be fair with people. I like to not judge people. I don't like to do that, regardless of what their circumstances are. So I would hope that I wouldn't think less of her. But I think I would feel sad for her.
You feel sad for her?
Yeah.
As she rolls up to the Clear Channel building in her brand-new Lamborghini and says, gee, what are you driving? All right. 737, let's look at traffic, Gina.
All right. It's a normal rush hour. We have some new issues adding to the delays, though. Eastbound I-70 at Kip Lane. Pretty slow out of Wheat Ridge all the way back to Ward Road due to that crash. Westbound I-70 approaching I-25. We have one there. And also in that same area, northbound 25 on the ramp to westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. So that whole I-70, I-25 corridor is pretty messed up right now. South of the city, it's struggling as well. We've had another issue southbound 25 right near Happy Canyon. They're trying to get a vehicle out of the way. Northbound 25 at Wolfensberger Road and northbound 25 at Founders Parkway is still stacked up through Castle Rock. Weather today, looking for that light snow to linger through the morning with 1 to 2 inches expected here in the metro area. High of 31. Right now, light snow, 9 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
I'm either insanely brave or quite insane. Take your pick. There's insanity in all the answers.
Breach. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters tomorrow.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk, AM760.
You may have heard that a diet rich in antioxidants helps promote a healthy heart, but do you know where to find them? Welch's 100% grape juice. It's full of powerful antioxidants, just like red wine. Help protect your heart with delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Good morning, 741. It's 41 minutes past the hour. Partly cloudy today, high 27. Snow should stop. It has here, but I don't know about where you are. Please be careful out there, too, because it is slippery. And there are patches of ice out there, black ice. I saw a lot of it coming in this morning. All right. Let's get back on the phones. We're talking about this Air Force drill sergeant who posed nude for Playboy. And is this like the wrong thing for the Air Force to have done what they did to her? And it also opens a lot of larger questions about, too, about how men view women and I don't buy the idea that anything, quote-unquote, promotes sex. Sex promotes itself. Adrian in Denver, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'm going to come at this from a couple different ways because the drill sergeant, number one, when you're in the military, a couple of people touched on this, that you don't have a right to do anything that you want when you're in the military. My question is, why didn't she get permission to do it, number one? Now, I served in the military, and you need permission to do pretty much anything. So my thought is maybe she wanted to find a way to get out of the military without doing something, you know, severely wrong, like going AWOL or something. You never know, but you need permission to do anything. And as far as even in the corporate world, Jay, your boss can tell you what you can wear, what you can do. I watched 60 Minutes probably 6 months ago, and I forget the company, but a boss pretty much forced all his employees to quit smoking at home, at work, anywhere. If he gave you 6 months to quit, and he paid for you to quit, and if you still smoked after six months, you got fired, and he fired his long-term secretary because she smoked. So based on that, I mean, we, as employees or employers or whatever, there are just rules that you have to follow. And that's just, it's just, to me, it's that simple. It's that,
well, I could
black
see,
or white.
I could see the employer's point of view, particularly if you agreed to take a non you know, smoking thing in order to quit smoking, and then he pays for it, or she pays for it, or they pay for it, and then you turn around and don't do it, that's tantamount to ripping them off. But,
right.
But if you don't take it, and you smoke outside of work, and they know about it, and they fire you over that, I get a lawyer. Because, and we've talked about this before on the air, nobody in corporate America, and no employer owns your body 24 hours a day. Now, in the military, they do. That's a different situation.
Right.
But not in the private sector. So that's number one. And then number two, I'm not cynical enough to believe that she wanted to try to get out. But I think there are times when you have to have some degree of creative thinking. And to me, this is a positive, not a negative. And so even if we're going to punish her, why punish her that severely? I mean, she didn't steal anything.
That I can't respond to, but the military is a military, and it's just that this simple, Jay. There's no room for individuality or creative thinking in the military. There's no place for it. That's one of the reasons I got out of the military, because the service I was in was over 200 years old, and you know what, Jay? I'm not changing 200 years. 200 years isn't changing for me. And I said a couple things, did a couple things that almost got myself in a lot of trouble. So, yeah, military was the place for people that have opinions or anything like that. And as far as, you know, looking at women that pose in Playboy, I don't know if I would look down on a woman, but with the way was raised, and I don't think I've been raised any different than a lot of guys. If I knew a woman that posed in Playboy, to be honest with you, I'd probably look at her a little bit different, probably more sexual than I would, you know, I don't know, a librarian or whatever. And I have a 12-year-old daughter, so my views on women and sex and those issues have changed quite a bit. But like Chris Rock said, man, it is my job to do all that I can do to keep my daughter off of the pole and out of Playboy. I don't want my daughter posing in Playboy. I don't care how much money's offered. I would not want her in that publication.
Now, what happens if she were over the age of 18 and did it anyway? What would you do then?
Well, I would still love her. I'd be very.
You'd have to support. You'd have to support her, wouldn't you?
I don't know about support. When you say support, I guess you have to define support for me.
Well,
I would
comes home for Christmas and the holidays. You wouldn't start giving her like a load of crap, would you?
Oh. Would we sit down and talk about it? Sure, we would.
Well, would you say to her, like, I'm disappointed in you?
I'm very disappointed in you. Why? Why would you do that? Why? What in you made you feel you had to do that? Use your body to make money instead of your mind.
What about that makes it a big deal? Why is that so touchy?
It just is.
Well, why? There must be a rational reason for it.
Because. Yeah, the rationale is I don't want my daughter using her body to make money. I don't want her perceived in the society as a loose person, a loose woman, a, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but I think if you go and look at the people, a lot of the women who have posed in there, they don't all end up like Anna Nicole Smith.
Right or wrong, Jay, right or wrong, that's how a lot of those women are viewed. That's how a lot of them are viewed.
That's sad. That's really sad. Oh, but by the way, quickly, what's the difference between posing in Playboy and using your body to get money, and working in a fast food joint and having to do or doing manual labor?
What's the difference between the two?
You're using your body, not your mind.
But you're clothed in one and not in the other.
Oh, so nudity.
You're not showing off your private part.
All right, Adrian. Now we're getting down to it. Nudity bothers you. Okay.
I wouldn't want, you know, there are just a lot of things. I wouldn't want my
come on, Adrian.
My friends picking up the magazine saying, hey, I was down at Shotgun Willie's. You know, your daughter was on stage showing herself.
Well, wait a minute, though. Wait a minute, though. We're not talking about going to Shotgun Willie's. Don't bring it into some, like, you know, because there is a difference. We're discussing going to Venus,
not,
and then you start talking about Mars.
Not to me, though.
All right, well,
the same thing.
Okay, don't get caught naked, man.
All right, Jay, take care.
Okay, Adrian. Okay, no nudity. I think women should wear burkas.
Aren't there places where they're, like, topless coffee shops and stuff?
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that. How do you seem to know so much about it?
Well, no, I think I saw some story about it. Topless hot dog stands or topless hot coffee shops.
You know what Lenny Bruce used to say, the late Lenny Bruce?
What about it?
If you're ashamed of the human body, complain to the manufacturer. 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour. Gina hooks us up with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We're still pretty much of a mess around the metro area. We've got traffic stacked up on all of our major arteries, including through Thornton North Glen on that north side of town, eastbound 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, and along I-70 and I-25, really through that entire juncture there of the corridor where they come together. We have several problems, including the wreck westbound I-70 approaching I-25. Two left lanes are blocked. We also had one on the ramp from I-25 to westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, and one eastbound I-70 at Kipling. That has traffic backing up into Wheat Ridge. Weather outlook today. Light snow lingering through the morning rush with a high of 31 degrees today. Right now, light snow, 9 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
7:50. It's 50 minutes past the hour here. I'm getting naked while we speak on AM760, Progressive Talk. All right. Hey, do you have a favorite thing in your home? Maybe it's your HDTV, your dining room furniture. How about your comfy old recliner? Would you ever call your bed your favorite thing in your home? Well, Mary and I do, because we've got a Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. And I'm here to tell you that my bed is easily one of the favorite things in our home. And it really is. Think about it. How your sleep can affect so many other things that you do. Your ability to learn, concentration, your effectiveness at work, weight loss, depression. It's a key to getting a good night's sleep. And the key to doing that is creating a sleep environment that's just right for you, including how your mattress feels and how it can adapt to your needs. You don't have to settle for an old-fashioned innerspring mattress or a one-size-fits-all space foam bed. Now you can truly personalize your mattress and your sleep. You can personalize that every single night, and you can do it with the bed that we use, the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. You simply set your sleep number, and your mattress will be as firm or soft as you want, putting you back in control of your own comfort. And I have never slept as comfortable as I do on our Sleep Number bed. And now my bed number is back about down to 70. And the dual air chambers in the Sleep Number bed, they're the ones that offer you the best option and comfort with reduced pressure points and better support for your body to get all the rest it needs. And you know what? Unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, have been named Consumer Digest Best Buy, and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. And now through President's Day on February the 19th, you can get no interest and no payments until 2008 on all Sleep Number bed sets, plus get a free, luxurious dual-weight comforter with the purchase of selected bed sets. That thing is a $250 value, and it's great. Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centuria, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe. In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean. It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work. You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you. So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation. Their friendly counselors will give you all the details. Call 800-768-6113. That's 800-768-6113. You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
Top three reasons I'm knocking out a project this weekend. Number three, home improvement? Just a fancy term for fun with power tools. Number two, my to-do list must not go to a second page. And number one, the Home Depot made me an offer I can't refuse.
Right now, enjoy special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 2/19 in U.S. only. See store for details.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:55. 5 minutes past the 55 minutes past the hour. High today, 27, partly cloudy. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You can vote on this question about this drill sergeant, whether she should have posed in Playboy, yes or no, at am760.net. Let me read this IM real quick. I completely agree with Gina about posing for Playboy. There are just too many men out there who consider women playthings, and I honestly think this sort of thing encourages them. Lord, love the women who do it, and I too think it could probably be empowering for some women, but I think it could easily end up being degrading for many others. Yay to Gina. And that's from Merity, I believe, is her name. Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Kind of the opposite view of what I just read and what Gina said. I think our society takes sexuality and treats it like an evil thing when it's really a beautiful thing. And the caller who would have been ashamed of his daughter for posing in Playboy, I wonder if he had a son who used his body as a professional athlete to make a living, if he would be as ashamed of his son. I mean, the human body is a beautiful thing and should be displayed as art, not covered up and treated like it's an ugly, evil thing.
But boy, that feeling about how it's an ugly, evil thing, man, that's all over the place. People, yeah. You're right. People are really hung up on that. Why are they hung up on that?
I wish I could understand. Like I said, sexuality is a wonderful thing, and to demonize it and treat it like it's awful and hide it from our children and public view, I've never understood it. And that's just kind of what I wanted to share with you this morning.
Well, I think some people would probably email me, and they probably will, and they would tell you, Jim, the part of that comes from religion. But you would think, though, that when people get older, you'd think that they'd be able to think for themselves. But I know there are people who go, Jay, come on, are you kidding? Of course they can't think for themselves. And I think that's a shame. And, Jim, I'm on your side. I really am. I think you're absolutely 100% right. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet. Have a good one.
Okay. I think he's right. And we are hung up on it. We really are. And it's bizarre, and it's weird, and it's crazy. Now, am I saying that we should all walk around naked today? No. But if a woman is beautiful, well, We should look at the human body in all of its shapes and forms as being a work. And I'm unsure when I say this, but a work of divine inspiration. Because I'm not overly religious, and sometimes I doubt there's a God. But I would say that. It has to come from someplace. And if there are people out there who believe life's so damn sacred, then why would they look, why would they be ashamed of something like the human body? All right, we'll continue. You can vote on the poll at am760.net.
Colorado. This is Randy Rhodes from Grand Junction to the eastern plains of Burlington. Fort Collins up north to Pueblo down south. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk Broadcasting in high definition. Hey, that's cool. Find out more about HD Radio on AM760.net.
If you want half off your credit card bill, we can't help you. If you want half off your car payment, we can't help you. If you want half off your cell phone bill, well, we can't help you. But if you want half off your student loan payment, we can help you. That's right. You can cut your student loan payment by up to nearly half with College Loan Corporation. Just call 1-800-CLC-1979. We've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Now we'd like to help you cut your student loan payments by nearly half. This is not your typical loan. It's a free program. And by calling today, you may be eligible for up to a $2,000 cash rebate. That's right, $2,000 cash. Call College Loan Corporation for fast, friendly service. Learn how you can cut your student loan payments by up to nearly half and enjoy a cash rebate of up to $2,000. Call 1-800-CLC-1979. It's the smartest call you can make. That's 1-800-CLC-1979.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sevatani.
We stopped, and we stayed stopped for 10 hours.
And Judge Gay Elwell was one of the lucky ones. Other drivers who couldn't negotiate the ice in I-78 near Allentown, Pennsylvania last night are still there this morning.
I can't even get to Maryland. Safest thing to do is just shut the trucks down.
Nowhere to go. Lots of time to ponder the big storm that had traffic at a standstill long after it moved out of the area. Well, air travelers are still feeling the storm's effects, too, trying to book new flights for ones that were canceled over the past 72 hours. Some frustrated flyers spent hours on the runway tarmac.
To sit on a plane that long, to be pulled into a gate for 9 hours, was horrible.
The airline, JetBlue, apologized and offered refunds and free flights. A new AAA study finds that laws restricting young drivers can make a world of difference.
When we looked at the states that had the most comprehensive systems in place, we saw a 38% drop in the fatality rate for 16-year-olds and a 40% drop in the injury crash rate.
Critics say those laws could be more effective with better enforcement. President Bush is about to make a speech on America's other war. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer has a preview.
The president will use the speech to call for a stepped-up NATO effort in Afghanistan. An army brigade that had been set for Iraq duty is heading to Afghanistan. The new deployment will bring U.S. force strength there to 27,000, the highest level of the war. The U.S. wants other allies to send more troops. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Genes, environment, lifestyles, they all affect our health, but like puzzle pieces, it can be hard to see how they fit together. Now, Kaiser Permanente, a major health care provider, is launching a big study to get some answers. Cancer patient Don Reed hopes the study helps his grandchildren lead healthier lives.
If they got anything genetically from us, I hope it's all good, but if they got some of the bad stuff too, I hope they can find out what's causing it.
The military is looking for a few good men of the cloth.
There are right now 310 chaplain vacancies in the National Guard. That's 40% of its authorized level. Several reasons for the clergy shortage. Many have moved to active duty in the military. Many are wary of the likelihood of long and repeated deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan. So now, some incentive, a $10,000 signing bonus, successfully luring 90 new chaplains in the last year. But those numbers will have to go up, or the Guard faces deploying units overseas without religious guidance. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
A lot of couples tie the knot on Valentine's Day, but Amanda Watson and Keith Swanson did it by way of a long-distance video hookup. She was in a Minneapolis suburb. He was on duty in Iraq.
I take you, Amanda.
I take you, Amanda.
I promise to be faithful to you always.
I promise to be faithful to you always.
honeymoon will have to wait until he gets home from war in August. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's ahead 17 points, NASDAQ's up 4. This is CBS News.
Now, you have a very unique accounting system for your boutique.
Yep, I designed my own spreadsheet.
Wow, looks complicated.
That's why I have a cheat sheet for my spreadsheet.
That is one big cheat sheet.
That's just the index.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Really?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
I'm switching.
Great.
Can you help me fold this back up?
I doubt it. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
Does the uncertainty of finding a good used car make you a little nervous? It doesn't have to. The answer is Honda Certified Used Cars. They're well-maintained late-model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. And now you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda Odyssey and Pilot models. I think uncertainty has just left the building. Honda Certified Used Cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Good morning, I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Some light snow still falling in parts of the metro area north and south of Denver, but it is expected to lighten up as the morning goes on with clearing skies. Your morning commute, though, will be slow. Up in the mountains, meanwhile,
we are still seeing snowy, icy, and snowpack conditions all along the I-70 corridor between Denver and the high country, and we do still have a couple of chain laws up at this time. Westbound I-70 approaching Eisenhower Tunnel and eastbound I-70 Vail Pass. Also, at this time, we do have a closure in place on U.S. 6 Loveland Pass. That closure is due to the inclement weather conditions.
CDOT saying icy and snowpack conditions also the rule for the major highways out on the eastern plains. A former Jefferson County teacher has been convicted on charges related to asking his 8th grade students to pose naked for better grades. Jury finding 33-year-old Marshall Walker guilty of more than 35 different sex charges. The incidents happened between 97 and last year, while Walker taught at Bell and Everett Middle Schools. And a bill requiring hospitals to tell rape victims about the availability of emergency contraception is now headed back to the Senate. Colorado House approving that measure, with sponsors saying most hospitals are already doing it. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, no relief in sight. We still have a lot of problems due to the weather in the metro area, especially your I-70, I-25 corridor. Eastbound I-70 bogged down from Kipling to Ward Row. Westbound I-70 is jammed at I-25, and we have another one on the ramp going to Highway 36. Also, northbound Colorado to I-70, eastbound Park Avenue West at I-25. Those are the two latest problems off the highway. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, light snow this morning, then tapering off by midday, high of 31. Right now, light snow, 9 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Get the best value in Summit County on ski lessons in Arapahoe Basin. Kids' full-day ski or board lessons are just $95, including lesson, rental, lift ticket, and lunch. Adult packages begin at only $70. Visit our new website at arapahoebasin.com.
This is Bill Winter. I'll be the MC on Saturday, February 24th, as the Douglas County Democrats welcome Congresswoman Grace Napolitano to our third annual Clinton-Carter dinner. For information, visit douglasdemocrats.org or call 303-919-1804.
G-bills. Or they'll reimburse you the difference. Homeowners will be compensated for the use of their homes. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. That's 303-487-6880. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay, I don't want to see any smiling or any laughing on this show. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8.
Okay.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, partly cloudy, high of 27. We're here to do the left's bidding. Listen to this email. Jay, an army drill sergeant in Playboy? Please leave this sort of crap stuff to the witless wonders on E or Fox. You seem to be moving away from real political issues of the day. Remember that you're doing the lead for Tom Hartman. He is, bar none, the best progressive business in the business. She's right. Don't have fun.
Let's just
straighten it up.
All right.
Fly right.
Let's just talk about before the Iraq War
began. Thank you, Joe.
There were rosy military forecasts about life without Saddam Hussein. Information obtained in the New York Times today, Tommy Franks, general in charge 4 years ago, said that 4 years after Saddam was ousted, a broadly representative Iraqi government would be in place, the new Iraqi army would be keeping the peace, and the U.S. would only have 5,000 troops still in Iraq. That's what Tommy Franks' assessment was.
And that's the news.
And that's the news.
Let's
talk about that for the next hour.
Let's be serious. Never mind what we did the first hour on the show. That doesn't count about Iraq, Iran, and let's be serious. This is a serious business, and it's a serious radio show. No laughing.
And we are serious broadcasters.
No cutting up.
Nothing out of the... Let's
get that ideology out there and get it out there now.
Right.
All right, you've been warned. Joe has emailed us, and he has warned us.
We're taking all precautions.
That's right. I'll smack the first person that smiles.
President Bush will speak out on the broader war on terror today as the House continues debate on a resolution opposing his troop buildup in Iraq. With passage likely tomorrow, the president...
No, you know what we should do? We should make this program like what Radio Moscow used to be in the 60s. Okay, where they would have, this is Moscow mailbag. Now, if you wrote somebody in Moscow, if you wrote somebody in Russia during the Cold War, you'd ask them a question like, well, what are your favorite TV shows? Or do you read comic books? Stuff along those lines. But instead, the announcer, who you always vision as having somebody standing behind him with a gun, so they would say the right thing, gets on and says, we have a letter from Mr. J. Marvin in Denver, Colorado. Mr. Marvin would like to know about the success of collective farming in Vladivostok.
And the tractor output in Vladivostok.
You know, or whatever. We would like to know how collective... You know, what American writes a letter like that?
Sorry, folks.
But we have to have propaganda. We have to get it out there. Right?
We are here to serve.
We have to be as serious and as engaging and as desperate as the people who work on the right.
During his White House news conference yesterday, Mr. Bush seemed resigned to a House resolution likely to be approved tomorrow, objecting to the troop buildup in Iraq, but he signaled he is ready to battle tooth and nail against any effort to shortchange funding for the war.
Well, he'd just ignore everything. That's why. That's how he is. All right. You can't talk to him. There's no way. He's like me. You can't talk to me either. It's 8:11, 11 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, I've been wanting to talk about this for a while. Now, before I get into this, I have to, in the interest of honesty and disclosure, I have to say that I back Barack Obama 100%.
Me too.
That I've given him money.
Me too.
That I gave him money this morning.
Oh, did you?
At 5 a.m. Sure, through his website. So I don't want anybody sending me email saying, okay, you're picking on him. And I'm only using him as an example on this question I'm about to ask. All right, do we have that little CNN piece about Barack Obama? Okay, let's run this. Run it.
For regular folks, it's easy to quit trying, to quit smoking.
I quit like 3 times.
5, 6 times? In the double digits, 5 to 10.
But when you're running for president and you say you're going to quit smoking in front of millions of people on 60 Minutes.
It's like a recovering, like an alcoholic, right?
Yeah. It's going to have a lot of people watching.
Absolutely. Please, America, watch. Keep an eye on him and call me.
It's enough to make you reach for a cigarette, and then to have Imus questioning your resolve with columnist Frank Rich.
Do you think he's actually quit smoking?
I asked him, and he said, I'm surrounded by Nicorette wrappers even as we speak.
On Fox News, one commentator went so far as to call it
Obama's dirty little secret.
New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd thinks it makes Obama intriguingly imperfect. His ears stick out, he smokes. And on YouTube, one supporter offers to help Obama smoke.
If you give me every other cigarette you intend to smoke and let me smoke with you, we can cut down together and we can move on to bigger and better things, like the presidency.
Another YouTuber contributed a cartoon cigarette sad over the breakup. Will the unblinking gaze of the national media make it harder or easier for Obama to kick the habit? We asked smokers.
No, probably easier. You need as much pressure as you can to stop smoking. You need to be chased down by wild animals.
Definitely try and hide it more.
So you think if, like, all the press were, focusing on you, you might quit?
Definitely. Because you couldn't go into the cupboard and have a quick fag, could you?
A quick what?
Fag.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you British, yeah. The last president to look jaunty smoking cigarettes was FDR, though Ronald Reagan once advertised Chesterfields. The political gossip website Wonkette asked readers to send in photos of Obama smoking. The one they posted, they admit, was probably a Photoshop fake.
I don't smoke cigarettes.
What do you smoke?
Marijuana. I admit it.
Hey, so did Obama, admitted smoking pot as a teen. His YouTube supporter advised him not to quit smoking cigarettes completely.
The press can call you a quitter.
As for calling his wife,
she's saying, call me up if you see him smoking.
Oh, yeah, I would.
You'd turn him in?
Yeah, I would.
And you can't tell voters, butt out. Jeannie Moe, CNN, New York.
All right, that was from CNN. Now, here's my questions. I've had people come up, I've had people say to me, smoking will hurt his candidacy. And the reason that smoking will hurt his candidacy is because people who smoke in this society are discriminated against because people have an attitude towards people who smoke.
I know.
Now, you smoke.
Yep.
Do you think that's true?
Yep.
Really?
You know, they get
the people look down on people who smoke.
They also have an attitude toward alcoholics, whether they're in recovery or not,
and also nudity.
And nudity.
Well, I don't have any feelings about you one way or the other, whether you smoke or an alcoholic.
Well, you don't seem to matter. It doesn't seem to matter to you that I'm sitting here naked right now.
No, seriously. But do you get that? That people look down on you because you smoke?
Yeah, there's a certain degree of...
I mean, if you go to somebody you really like, you say to them, hey, you really ought to quit smoking because it's bad for your health, it's going to kill you, and they're, the statistics are out there, you're either going to get two responses. You're either going to get, yeah, I know, but I can't, or then the other response you get is, well, there's no proof of that. I mean, I've had people call me here on the air and deny this, like they would deny global warming or climate change.
No, but, it's bad for my health. I know that.
Okay, but you're definitely, you feel looked down upon. Now, what is it? Because people say that to you? They go, like, how can you smoke? Or
every now and then I'll get some comment. I'll be standing outside of a restaurant or something, and I'll be, well away from the front door. But I'll still get comments like, you're smoking too close to the door. Or, what really gets me is when you get hassled when you're, like, at the beach. You're out in the middle of the great outdoors, and you're getting the attacks from the body Nazis.
Well, I hate secondhand smoke, and I don't want secondhand smoke in my face, and I wish you wouldn't smoke, but I don't look down on you because you do.
No, I've tried quitting numerous occasions, and I just can't at this stage of the game. Maybe the day will come, like with booze, where I decide I just can't do this anymore. But that day hasn't arrived yet. My health has not been affected. No, I'm sure my health has been affected, but not to the point where I'm noticing anything. I work out. I watch what I eat. I keep my weight down. Doctor says I'm in, pretty darn good shape.
All right. So, bottom line on this is, and here's the question. Well, actually, it's two questions. First question is, Would smoking hurt any president? No, excuse me, any candidate's chances? Doesn't have to be Obama. It can be anybody. Would the American people accept a presidential candidate who would smoke? That's number one. And number two, are smokers looked down upon? If you are a smoker, are you looked down upon? If you are not a smoker, what's your view of people who smoke? And are smokers looked down upon?
Good question.
Okay. So, presidential candidate, either party, doesn't make any difference. Smokes. Hurt him? Her? Him? Or doesn't make any difference?
I think it hurts. I think there's a certain amount of the public that they're going to sit there and say, oh, I can't vote for that guy. Although the fact that George Bush, you know, admitted to having had a drinking problem didn't seem to hurt him, especially with the evangelicals who you would think it would have hurt him with.
See, to me, it doesn't make any difference. I don't care one way or the other whether somebody smokes or not. I only care about their leadership qualities and abilities.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons why I'm backing Barack Obama.
Me too.
His judgment. All right, 818, 18 minutes after 8. We'll take your calls. You can also IM us at am760.net. 303-713-7600. In this media age, 24-hour news cycles, these are questions that candidates are going to have to face, and people are going to scrutinize this stuff. AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. Remember, no smiling, no laughing, and no having fun on the orders of
yep.
Joe.
Yes, sir.
Let's get to the no fun traffic now with Gina.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to curioustheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
Large corporate companies don't give you the best customer service or print when it comes to getting your digital images printed. Motophoto prides themselves on providing you with quality customer service and digital printing. Whether you need a simple 4x6, a large 30x40 print, or even a professional portrait, Motophoto will take care of it for you. Located on the corner of Colorado Boulevard in Mexico and Denver, on the corner of 2nd and Milwaukee in Cherry Creek, and the Village Shopping Center in Boulder. You can also check them out online at motocreation.com. Mention this ad and receive 20 4x6 digital prints for just 12 cents. Stop by Motophoto today.
Windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bills, or they'll reimburse you the difference. Homeowners will be compensated for the use of their homes. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. That's 303-487-6880. Open 24 hours, some fees do apply.
Being a lasting business is all about building a relationship. It's like building a lasting marriage. You don't lie to each other, and you should never part angry with each other. So at Ralph Sean Ponda, we try and remember how important our relationship with you, our customer, has to be. It's part of the reason why we've been Colorado's number one volume Honda dealership for years. We depend on you to be our walking advertisements, to tell your friends and families that they can always trust us when it comes to purchasing a good car, and to protect them from getting hurt in a very confusing business. Many people haven't purchased from us the first time because they got caught up in the frenzy of the other deal. But I've heard a lot of them say, we came back to you because you always told us the truth, and we won't make the same mistake twice. So we're back. And I think that's why we're still here, for people like you. We're your buddy in the car business, Ralph Champonda, one price, one promise, one customer at a time, 5700 South Broadway or at champ.com. Thanks.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Are the Democrats winning back the middle class? New York Senator Chuck Schumer joins the show to talk about his new book, Positively American. The security sweep is underway in Baghdad. We'll have the latest on that. State Farm Insurance is pulling out from offering policies in the Gulf states because of Hurricane Katrina, and many of those families haven't even come close to settling their claim. We'll have your calls, the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Nah, teach you, don't you feel me? Up with your rules. Everybody knows that smoking ain't allowed in school.
8:23, 23 minutes after 8. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Partly cloudy, high today, 27. Good news, though, tomorrow it's going to start warming up. And we're talking about smoking as an issue with any presidential candidate. I don't care who it is, but people talk about it, Barack Obama, because he's trying to quit. And would the American people accept a presidential candidate who smokes? And a lot of people have told me no, and John M. says no. All right, let's go to the phones, and we'll go to Davis in Littleton. Davis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
For me personally, I would not decide my vote based on whether a guy smokes, but I think the truth of the matter is that if smoking does hurt Obama's candidacy, it's really going to be because of the accomplishments of the left and the Democrats on smoking. And, I mean, you guys have turned smokers into pariahs in this society.
Well, that's fine of you to make that statement, but I think what you ought to do is you ought to check the facts. And the American Cancer Society and other medical groups are not solely and not wholly Democratic institutions. And the man that really raised smoking as a problem was C. Everett Koop, who served under Ronald Reagan.
Well, but if you look at public policy, if you look at this issue from a public policy standpoint, it's pretty much, you know, smoking bans in public places are limited for the most part to cities, or at least that's where they started. And most of the big cities are run by liberal city councils, liberal mayors. So,
well, I'll name some.
You guys started
You know what? You can say all you want about the you guys business, but the fact is that once again, the American Cancer Society, C. Everett Koop, served under Ronald Reagan. There are just as many conservative people in this country and independents in this country who don't like smoking and who are in favor of banning it, not only in the workplace, but elsewhere. And if there wasn't wide public support for it, it never would have gone through.
I don't think there's wide public support for smoking.
Oh, you really don't? Show me a poll that indicates there isn't.
Like I said, it seems to me that it always starts in the big cities and then spreads to the rest of the
state.
Well,
show me a poll that indicates to the contrary.
A poll?
Yeah,
a poll.
Well, then why make a statement if you can't back it up?
I can back it up. You want me to send you some emails later today?
Yeah, I do.
I'm doing it, Jay. I do,
because I'll tell you something. The surveys that I've seen, and the surveys that I've seen by Gallup and others, have shown that most people do not want secondhand smoke. Oh, he hung up. Okay, well, that's typical, and it's always you guys, and we're always responsible for everything. You're right, pal. We want more people to smoke and die of cancer, and then when they can't pay for their medical treatment, then they go to the state's indigent funds because they have no health insurance. Oh, and no health insurance. That must be our problem, too. All right, let's go to Elizabeth in Golden. Elizabeth, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Jay. First and foremost, I would vote for Barack Obama or any Democrat that was running, but I very much think he needs to quit smoking. I think in this day and age when we have so much education relative to the ill health effects of smoking, if we've got a man in the White House who wants to be in the White House who won't even take care of his own body, it's a weakness. It shows a weakness, I think, to much of the population, that he's not respecting his own body and his own life, and that says a lot.
Do you think we unneedlessly discriminate against smokers?
I think we do discriminate against them, but I have to admit, if I meet a fellow who smokes, I won't go out with him. Because to me, it's like a pacifier, and trust me, I smoked many years ago, but it was a stupid thing that I did, and I'm glad that I stopped. It wasn't good for my health. I understand why people do it. I don't respect it.
Well, you can make a public case based on dollar amounts that people should not smoke because if they get the diseases that are associated with it, that they drive up health care costs, and as I pointed out and was pointing out against the last, you know, last caller with the you guys business and about the left, that if people don't have health insurance, and there's 47 million, 48 million people in this country who don't, that then you got to, if you need care, then you got to go to the state's indigent fund or federal indigent funds, and that drives up costs. So you could make that case. You can also make the secondhand smoke endangerment case, but I don't look down on people who smoke.
You can also make the case that smokers die younger and therefore aren't putting the drain on the Social Security system or Medicare system in the long run.
Oh, okay, James Inhofe or whatever his name is. And there is no such thing as climate change. Okay, justifying your own habit, John M. That's right, they die earlier. Okay, well, what is the median age of people who die of lung cancer? I don't think it's like 22. I think it's 25. I think it's about 50 to 60.
No, from last I heard was it cut 7 to 8 years off your life.
Well, Davis, who called up, you know, he'll send us some statistics later in the day. They'll come from Inside Magazine. They'll be the same place that the Pelosi airplane story came from, but he'll send it to us. Elizabeth, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much for being part of the show.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay. Now, she said she wouldn't go out with a guy who smokes.
Yeah.
Elizabeth said that.
She's missing out.
Oh, that's right. Turk smokes, too. See, I don't see how you guys can do that.
You know, it's...
Because it kills you.
Yeah, it does. It's you know, I know a lot of people in recovery that say kicking cigarettes is tougher than kicking booze or even heroin, that nicotine is a stronger addiction.
There are a lot of progressives who smoke, too. A lot of people are a political stripe. Doesn't bother me.
Yeah, as long as we're not getting in your face. You know, I think most of us...
It bothers me from a secondhand smoke perspective, and it bothers me from a healthcare cost perspective, but I don't look down upon people who smoke. Why would you look down upon somebody who smokes? Because, all right, you know what? It's the same thing as people, and I know they do this, it's the same thing as people who look down on people who are overweight.
Yeah.
Now, they have all of the same arguments. Health care costs, you know, burden to society. They got all that stuff going for them, and they're absolutely 100% right. But do you discriminate against somebody? Do you look down on somebody because they're overweight? I don't.
No, it's the same thing as alcoholics, you know. That there's this sense, I think, with booze and with drugs and with cigarettes and with weight, that there are some people out there that think that it's a moral issue.
Or, it's a sign of weakness. But don't we all have a sign of weakness in us? Don't all of us have weaknesses?
Jay, you said you don't look down upon somebody for being obese. Do you look down upon, and be honest, do you look down upon somebody that smokes?
No. No. I don't care. As long as...
It doesn't affect you.
Doesn't affect me.
Yeah, I'm not sitting here lighting up, blowing your face.
But I've stood outside this building and talked to both of you while you were smoking. Did I say put that out in front of me?
No. No, you haven't. But I have heard you say if you ever catch a whiff of it, it just makes you sick. So it's kind of amazed me at points when you kind of sit around when we are smoking.
Well, it bothers me, but... I mean, that's as far as it goes. I don't look down upon people who smoke.
Thank you, sir.
Gina, you look down upon people who smoke?
No, because I have struggled with that for a good part of my life.
Oh, really?
I started smoking when I was like 11 years old.
Why so early?
You know, I don't know. My parents both smoked, and they don't smoke now. They're both reformed smokers. But it was around the house, and it seemed glamorous and natural, and I really wish I had never started.
Neither one of my parents smokes. I didn't start smoking cigarettes until I was 23 years old.
Well, tobacco. I got you both beat. My parents sat around the house and smoked crack when I was 13.
Oof.
That's horrible.
No way.
Oh, okay. They're running a meth lab in our backyard.
Jay, my mom smoked in the delivery room when I was being born. She was smoking while she was 9 months pregnant with me in hospitals. Oh. Remember when you could smoke in hospitals and in airplanes?
Yeah.
Well, that's your problem.
Oxygen just explained a lot about myself, didn't I?
Oxygen starved off to the coconut. Happens every time. All right, Gina, would you vote for somebody for president of the United States if you knew they smoked?
Yes, I don't think it should be a factor, but I think it will be a factor, unfortunately.
Okay, but I'm asking you personally.
Yeah, I would. I would vote for Barack Obama because I don't care if he smokes or not.
Yeah, see, I don't either. So you and I are on the same page there. All right, it's 8:33. Let's find out what page we are on as far as traffic goes. And it was slippery, and it wasn't that great on coming in this morning. But now it's a couple hours later, and it's warming up a little bit. So how does it look now?
Oh, it's so nasty. I just can't tell you. That I-25, I-70 corridor is just really jammed all directions. We've had several problems there. They're still trying to clear out. That westbound side of I-70, they may even shut it down temporarily because it's so bad. So just keep that in mind. I-25, both directions from 6th Avenue to Hamden, is still a slow go. We also have eastbound 6th Avenue struggling out of Lakewood. And the Boulder Turnpike is very sluggish from Broomfield all the way into the city. Weather today, light snow. It's going to linger through the morning, possibly, and then tapering off by midday, high of 31. Right now, mostly sunny, 11 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health's Rocky Mountain Regional Trauma Center doctors and nurses care for thousands of severely injured patients with head trauma each year. They encourage skiers, bikers, and motorcyclists to wear a helmet. It's the seatbelt for your brain. Denver Health, level one care for all. Visit denverhealth.org.
Tony LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303homeloan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
About all these people because they are my friends, and the people at Rockies are my friends, and it's a great place to go. Mary and I have had great experiences there, and our friends have had great experiences there. Our family has had great experiences there. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and you can check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com or get out there and see them in person and check out the huge selection. So if you're tired of slipping and sliding, they got you covered. And no matter what it is you're looking for, Rockies has got it, including 07s. That's Rockies Autos. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean.
It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work.
You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yep, a cigarette and alcohol. 8:37, 37 minutes past the hour. Partly cloudy, high today 27. Jay Marvin, John M., John Turk. And it's good to be with you this morning.
It's nice to have you back.
Thank you for answering.
Really has missed you.
All right. Yeah, and I got to thank, let me thank again. I did it at 6 o'clock this morning, but let me do it again. Let me thank Dr. Michael Snyder from Denver Bariatrics for all of his help. Let me thank my, my primary care physician, Dr. Amy Miyako in Boulder, for her help. Thank you to Cheryl, who works in the infusion center at Rose. And thank you to the people at Rose. And most of all, thanks to Mary for putting up with me. And having to sit through that half the night and all day at the hospital.
The woman's a saint.
Because I got dehydrated. Okay. Which happens with gastric bypass patients. Okay, let's get back on the phones here, and we'll go to Scott in Aurora. Scott, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. It's great to have you back.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You know, I've got to balance out this debate a little bit. I'm actually a non-smoker who has asthma, but, you know, at every new workplace I get to, I find who the smokers are, and I love hanging out with them outside because I hear what's really going on. I hear the gossip, and, you know, they're like it's a great inside track, and I'm tired of the busybodies attacking them and everyone else.
Well, there's a public health issue about this. I think everybody would admit there's a public health issue about it. You would, wouldn't you, John? Because, I mean, you smoke, but you admit there's a public health issue.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with raising the public health specter, but the thing is, you can't look down upon people. And, look, if some man or woman's running for public office and they smoke, I'm interested in their judgment and their knowledge and their policies, not whether they smoke a cigarette or not. But there are a lot of people who don't agree with that.
Well, and, you know, everyone has some imperfection, even in politics, you know, as clean as they try to make it. And I think, you know, stopping smoking because he's afraid of that would be weakness. I think he just needs to be who he is. Thank you.
All right, Scott, thanks. I agree. All right, how about this? Your choice is either Barack Obama, who may be a smoker, or George W. Bush, who doesn't smoke.
I don't think there's any contest involved there.
Now, if I were George W. Bush, I'd start smoking, and maybe not cigarettes. Let's go to Jim in Lakewood. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Well, I think smokers are definitely looked down upon, and I think the anti-smoking lobby or groups have really put the shaft to us, and I smoke, and I wish I never started too, but, you know, I was sitting in a barrack outside of Saigon and just started doing it because it's what helped relieve the boredom and the stress.
You know, I've heard that before, that a lot of guys started smoking when they were in the military.
But what really annoys me is, I mean, you talk about the public health issues, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tax that was initially proposed to help cover those expenses, and it's a tax that only I pay. It's about a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, well, those are called sin taxes.
Well, but
they're easy to get by the public. You're right about that.
It was supposed to go, and one of the things it was supposed to do is sort of my health insurance for smoking. But what did the wonderful people in the legislature do? They decided they're going to use it for something else. We have the tobacco settlement.
Okay,
that was supposed to be used to help us stop smoking and cover the health expenses associated with smoking. And what have they done with it?
You spend it on
down,
roads.
They're down. Yeah, they're down there giving themselves a $50 raise.
All right, but wait a minute. To both of you. Is that you're talking about here in Colorado?
I'm talking about here in Colorado.
Yeah. Okay. I've been in states though where the money was funneled into the indigent fund.
Well,
so it doesn't happen all over the place, and because it happens here like that, you're right, it's not right, and it shouldn't be that way, and they shouldn't rob from Peter to pay Paul, and I agree with you 100% about that. You're not going to get any disagreement from me on that point.
I was down at the legislature Monday of this week, assisting a bunch of small business people, working class and middle class people that the Democrats purport are their constituents, who were looking at their businesses being destroyed because of the smoking ban. And that was the bar owners. And these are just simple working class, local. These are not corporate-owned bars. These are bars owned by just Joe Blow. Okay? Now, did they get even a respectful hearing from the Democrats on the committee? No. You know, Groff gets up and walks out, comes back and has his lunch. Wendell's is sitting there looking at her computer with somebody else, laughing at jokes that they get over their email. You know, did they look at this? Did the anti-smoking lobby look at this and say, you know, this is going to have an adverse impact? We've got money.
All right, but wait a minute. Hold it a second. All right, but there's also these statistics, which a guy by the name of Robbie, or it could be a woman, sent in. And I think these are pretty startling. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, for example, estimates that companies spend $3,856 per smoker each year in direct medical costs and loss of productivity. The Journal of Occupational and Environmental Medicine tallies annual per-employee cost of hypertension to be $392, heart disease $368, depression $348, and arthritis $327. Obesity-related disabilities cost an employer an average of $8,720 per claimant per year for wage indemnity. So, if there are public issues involved in this, and
I'm not saying,
and the idea is that there are people in this country, both in healthcare and other areas, who want to discourage people from smoking. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to keep them from smoking.
I don't mind that they want to discourage me, come talk to me, give me programs, but this almost fascistic idea that what you're going to do is stop smoking by going around and legislating one thing after another. You know, I mean, we know that prohibition doesn't work.
Yeah, but you can apply that to anything in life. You want to apply that to anything going on. In other words, why should the federal government, in any way, shape, or form, require your automobile to have seatbelts and airbags?
And I'm suggesting to you that...
Well, wait a minute.
You have a definitive link, and you're right. But how about our legislature?
I mean, why have any product safety at all?
Putting helmets on motorcyclists.
Well, I don't have a problem with putting helmets on motorcyclists.
Well, I think we ought to ban motorcycles altogether.
Well,
dangerous modes of transportation.
Well, you can make the same argument about cars, though, too.
No, cars are inherently much safer.
Well, they could be safer, but there are also a lot of fatalities involved. With automobiles.
Well,
the point is to take your argument and to extend it logically. You're right, you could ban motorcycles, you could ban cars, you could ban airbags, seatbelts, you could dismantle any kind of product safety.
Did they mandate airbags?
Yes. Those were eventually mandated. That's right. They are.
Okay,
go look at the federal safety rules.
But they were already in cars before the mandate was passed.
Well, there's a lot of things that are put in cars, and then they later turn around and say that you should have them. But the fact is, there are also standards that automobile manufacturers have to adhere to, and particularly environmental standards. Would you want to dismantle those?
No, I don't think we need to do that.
But why not? They're fascistic, and they cost business money.
No, there's a difference.
What's the difference?
Okay. We can talk about EDS or secondhand smoke as an example. Secondhand smoke is like any other pollutant. You regulate it. There are levels at which it is dangerous for people to be around, and there are levels at which it is not dangerous for people to be around. OSHA has, in fact, a standard for secondhand smoke and nicotine. The levels, as you know, the American Cancer Society went into Western New York and tested a bunch of bars where there was no smoking restriction. Do you know the level of dangerous chemicals over an eight-hour period in these bars was only 0.1% of the OSHA standard?
So your point is what?
My point is
that we should have smoking in bars?
The absolute ban is fascistic. Regulation is not necessarily.
You're right. Because regulation is fascistic. But you know what? I would turn around and submit this to you, and I want you to answer this question to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you smoke. Mm-hmm. You get lung cancer.
Yep.
God forbid. Or emphysema or anything else. You get catastrophically sick. You run up insurance and health costs. By doing that, then that runs it up. That adds a burden to the system and runs it up for all of us. Why should we be incumbent to have to? Why should we be subjected to that?
AJ, the level to which I am running up health insurance, which I have paid my entire life, okay, is nothing compared to the system we have now, where half of the people are uninsured, and I pay premiums based on the fact that 45 million American families are uninsured.
It's not 45, it's 48, and the fact is that...
Compared to the profits of the insurance industry.
Okay, but you know what? All of that being out there, you say you don't run up much, but every little bit adds up, and the fact is that if you were to, God forbid, get catastrophically sick, you help run up those rates... And there is a case to be made against that kind of behavior. You and I just don't agree about smoking in bars, but I hear your argument, and I appreciate it, and I hope you'll call again.
Bye-bye.
All right, don't get sick.
Didn't you, didn't you say that obesity costs $8,000 a year?
Yes, that's one of the reasons why more and more insurance companies are moving now to cover things like gastric bypass.
Yeah.
Because it cuts down on money.
Well, I wonder, you know, you're talking about employers firing smokers. I wonder when the employers will start firing obese people.
Well, you got a lot of obese people out there who also smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a real double whammy.
Yeah, you betcha. 8:49, 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Love Jim's passion. Hope he'll call me again. Okay, let's check out traffic now with a very passionate Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Still a really tough ride around the metro area. We're clearing out a lot of problems, including through that I-70, I-25 corridor. Sluggish conditions still along eastbound 6th, eastbound Boulder Turnpike, getting into the city. And south of the metro area, southbound 25 still affected at Happy Canyon Road, where we had a Jeep spin out there. Had a car fire. Looks like that is out now. Couple of wrecks off on surface streets. Park Avenue eastbound just after I-25. That is a rollover. Northbound Colorado was affected at I-70. I believe they got that cleared up. Weather outlook today, some light snow through the morning and then tapering off by midday, high of 31. Tonight, mostly cloudy and chilly. Windy in the foothills with a low of 22 degrees. Right now, mostly sunny and 11. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day, guaranteed. So get your 07 Focus or Ranger today for just $99.88. Only at Freeway Ford at I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at CheaperFords.com.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to curioustheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
Making your life miserable. Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean.
It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work.
You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
In today's news, a U.S. company has created a computer program that literally has people quitting their jobs. This program allows you to set up a simple home-based business and start making unlimited cash on the Internet and eBay, all with products you don't store, touch, or pay for. And to promote this astonishing program, Internet Speedway will give anyone who calls at the end of this report a free CD that shows you how to get started. Earlier, we interviewed Dale from Wichita about the program.
Yeah, I started out thinking I'd just make some extra spending cash, but now I've done $100,000 in gross sales. It's incredible.
Internet Speedway's advanced technology allows you to sell products on the Internet, from digital cameras to iPod accessories to hundreds of others. To request your free CD while supplies last, here's a toll-free number you can call. 1-800-500-5197. That's the number to call for your free CD. 1-800-500-5197. 1-800-500-5197. 1-800-500-5197.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDocsPizza.com.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Smoke on the water. 8:54, 54 minutes past the hour. Partly cloudy, high today, 27. Jay Marvin here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. You can vote on our poll topic, which is this one we're talking about, at am760.net. Also, instant message us and get podcasts. And by the way, speaking of candidates running for office who smoke, I didn't know this, but did you know that Tom Tancredo, Representative Tom Tancredo, who is running for the presidency allegedly in the Republican Party, that he smokes? Because he was smoking a cigar in his office. I can't remember when this happened, but it made the news last night. And Representative Keith Ellison, who was right next door to him, smelled the smoke and called the Capitol Police. And it is legal to smoke in there. But Tancredo smokes. So, I don't know. Does that affect your vote? Like any of us with any kind of a decent brain would vote for him. This is from Lisa. As for conservatives who think that smoking is a Republican-Democrat issue, I read a post on freerepublic.com that someone assumed Dennis Leary is a Republican because Democrats don't smoke. I know a lot of Democrats who smoke. It's from Roy. That guy who just called you complaining about you guys just totally made me angry. I actually got up the nerve to call you on Monday morning when you were talking about Barack, and this guy just helps prove my point. Everything the right promotes is divisive. I know a ton of people who I wouldn't consider progressive or liberal who are thrilled about a tougher non-smoking rules. People can be such mindless idiots that it's beyond belief. This is from Bobby. Sorry, Jay, I don't know of one obese smoker. Oh, I do. I know a lot of them. And I've been out working in the world for many years. Most individuals that continue smoking do so because it lowers their appetite and don't eat as much. I don't know what it is about smoking, but it curbs something. But, Jay, I do not, not one obese smoker. There are a lot of people who do lose weight through smoking, but I know a lot of people who are way overweight and do smoke. All right, let's go to the phones. Go to Will in Broomfield. Will, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. I've been thinking that the Barack Obama smoking thing is really just a smokescreen. I was listening to a radio station. Some idiots were talking about the fact that Obama smokes, and one of them said he wouldn't vote for Obama because it indicates that he exercises poor judgment, that he doesn't have the discipline to quit smoking, so he doesn't have the discipline to be president. Now, this is the same thing, one of the same things, it's a variation of what he used to say about Clinton. Well, if he's breaking his marriage vows and he's exercising that kind of bad personal judgment, who's to say he won't exercise bad judgment in other areas? So I think the Obama thing, the smoking thing, is a talking point the Republicans are trying to use to beat down his chances, saying that he lacks good character. He lacks the good character necessary to be president.
Boy, you think they could sell that?
Well, it seemed to work with Clinton, at least in terms of getting the impeachment process going, because, you know, the Clinton-Lewinsky thing, that was purely a personal attack, but they were able to frame it in the context of, well, if he's lying about this, what else is he lying about?
All right. Well, that's worth considering. Thanks, Will. I appreciate it, man. Good call. Okay. We're going on an open phone. Do you want to hang on and talk about this? Fine. If not, we can talk about something else.
There's only one radio station in Colorado that thinks like you, where what you feel can be shared and felt by everyone.
He says everything I want to say.
I'm glad we've made some progress.
Moving forward, evolving, and progressing. AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
And now a question from Steve Carell.
Why is today a special day?
Well, on NBC, it's special because it's Earl's birthday.
It's the one time a year I get drunk enough to break dance.
Special words of wisdom on The Office.
What is the most inspiring thing I ever said to you?
Don't be an idiot. Changed my life.
On Scrubs, JD gives himself a pep talk.
You are hot! Smoking hot!
Plus a new 30 Rock with Golden Globe winner Alec Baldwin.
Booyah!
Comedy night done right, followed by ER. All new NBC Tonight.
Top three reasons I'm knocking out a project this weekend. Number three, home improvement, just a fancy term for fun with power tools. Number two, my to-do list must not go to a second page. And number one, the Home Depot made me an offer I can't refuse.
Right now, enjoy special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot, you can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 2/19 in U.S. only. See store for details.
760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Springtime for the Taliban. Anticipating a surge in fighting after winter, President Bush is making sure no one forgets about the war in Afghanistan. Details live from CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
The president is announcing a new NATO offensive in Afghanistan. With some countries hesitant to send troops into harm's way, he challenged the allies to lift any restrictions on the forces they send.
When there is a need, when our commanders on the ground say to our respective countries, we need additional help, our NATO countries must provide it.
With extended duty for an army brigade in Afghanistan, the American military presence there will be 27,000, the highest level since the start of the war. It's a level that Mr. Bush says will stay for the foreseeable future. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The security crackdown in Iraq goes well beyond Baghdad. Today, British and Iraqi forces closed two border crossings with Iran in the southern part of the country. We're hearing the stories of survival during yesterday's winter blast along the East Coast. There's Gay Elwell, stuck for 10 hours on Pennsylvania's Interstate 78.
I'm an old Girl Scout, so I had blankets and a heavy coat, and so I wasn't afraid I would freeze. My toes were starting to get a little cold, though.
And others spent about 10 hours on an airplane on the ground at New York's JFK.
To sit on a plane that long, be pulled into a gate for 9 hours was horrible.
JetBlue is promising to make good with passengers who suffered. A health care provider wants to take a new look at genetics and environmental factors to try to come up with some answers that could solve medical puzzles. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
2 million customers of Kaiser Permanente in Northern California are being asked if they're willing to give up some DNA to research disease. The first to say yes, Don and Cleo Reed. They're in their 70s.
I have a eye disease that is potentially genetically based.
Yes, I have colon cancer. It's in remission right now.
Results will come too late to help them, but maybe their grandchildren will benefit.
If they got anything genetically from us, I hope it's all good, but if they've got some of the bad stuff, too, I hope they can find out what's causing.
The study could take more than 50 years to complete, Steve.
Have you got one of these at home?
It's a great big colorful
one. It's the Laugh and Learn bunny toy from Fisher-Price, and the pink pom-pom nose on some of them can come off, and that's a possible choking hazard.
If consumers believe that they have these products, they should immediately take them away from small children and contact Fisher-Price, who's offering a voucher and replacement for the toy.
Kim Dulick of the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The government's hoping collectors and consumers will use and like the newest dollar coin. Edmund Moy is director of the U.S. Mint.
The first design, which comes out today, is George Washington. It'll be followed every 3 months by a different president in the order that they served, so Americans can expect to see Adams, Jefferson, and Madison this year.
Right now, the Dow is up 6 points. This is CBS News.
Okay, this is how I run my business. I put receipts at the front of the shoebox, unpaid invoices go in the back.
But, hon, what happens if you drop the shoebox?
I might cry a little.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. Use QuickBooks. It's so simple you can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid you and who hasn't, and get ready for tax time.
Great. What'll I do with my shoebox?
Put shoes in it? Just throwing it out there.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
They say there are no guarantees in real estate.
But we found the Coldwell Banker Seller Services Guarantee.
It helped us sell our home.
I was amazed by everything our agent did.
Like helping us set the right price.
And getting it. Go to ColdwellBanker.com to see a written commitment that explains what our agents will do to market your home.
They take it seriously.
It's in writing. The Coldwell Banker Seller Services Guarantee. Coldwell Banker, your perfect partner. Each office is independently owned and operated.
It's 9:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. A woman accused of trying to drown her kids in the bathtub has been charged with 3 counts of attempted murder one.
When they arrived, they knocked on the door. At first, they didn't get an answer. A short time later, a woman burst through the door, not wearing any clothes, and confronted the officer.
DA spokesperson Lynn Kimbrough talking to our partners at 9 News. 24-year-old Brenda Hernandez will be in court tomorrow in Denver to be formally advised of the charges against her. A former Jefferson County middle school teacher has been convicted on numerous child sex charges. 35-year-old Marshall Walker will be sentenced on 35 counts of coercing 3 boys to pose nude. He was a science teacher at Everett Middle School last year when one of the kids came forward alleging the abuse. The father of one of the victims offering advice.
If there's any other kids out there, any other victims, parents, talk to your kids. Make sure you understand and let them understand that, you know, sometimes someone in trust can make you or have you do things that are wrong.
Walker is facing up to 400 years in prison when he's sentenced in April. And more money from the state's tobacco settlement would be spent on health care than roads under a measure backed by a state Senate committee. University of Colorado Health Sciences Center would get over $11 million of that amount next year, with the rest going toward immunizations and helping cover the costs of poor patients. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Still a tough ride across the metro area. Westbound I-70 at the I-25 interchange was stacked up from a bad crash. We're still shaking loose actually through that entire area. You'll experience slow pockets on I-25 from Thornton North Glen on the north all the way to Founders Parkway in Castle Rock in the south. And we were still seeing some heavy conditions on 225 across Aurora, especially southbound lanes, Parker to I-25. Weather outlook today, we're going to see light snow tapering off by midday, high of 31. Right now, mostly sunny, 11 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
I'm driving down the street.
Boom, boom, boom.
Don't you love this?
Boom, 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 boom.
Bored with looking good.
Yeah.
You should try out for American Idol next year.
Not me. That's what I get for sitting home watching too much Monster Garage. Also, hi to my buddy Vic out there, who's a figure eight racer. Can you be a progressive? Can you be a liberal and love cars?
Of course. That's the great thing about being a progressive.
Yeah, I think you can.
Our interests are Catholic with a small C.
And also, I saw, speaking of that topic, I saw in a magazine called Automobile that there are a ton of hybrids that are coming out on the market, probably starting like next year. GM's got a bunch of them through Saturn and also Chevrolet, and I might have to get in line for one of those.
I was a little disappointed. I saw a story on one of the network newscasts the other night about the Prius, that a lot of them are just sitting on the lots now, that they're not moving the way they were. Now the gas is back around $2 a gallon. I was quite surprised.
And, Jay, you missed the story yesterday about the hybrid cars, silent killers, about how...
Oh, I saw that. I heard about that. About how blind people have trouble because they don't make any noise, yeah. which is legitimate. But I'll tell you, I know how to solve that. Do what they do in downtown Salt Lake City. They have, like, a beeper.
Oh, they...
But it's not a beeper, but it kind of sounds like that. And it goes off as a warning before the lights change.
Yeah, they have some of those here in town, too. You hear some of those, like, at the major intersections.
So people that are blind...
The ones that chirp when you're allowed to walk the street.
So people that are blind know what's going on. And if you can't stop on the line, and you roll over the line and hit somebody, and you hit a pedestrian, and particularly if the... if you hit the pedestrian where they can see or they can't see, that's your fault.
But a lot of the mention was, like, you know, in places like... parking lots and stuff like that. Like, you know, if you're walking your kids down, you normally listening for a car to go in reverse.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. If you're driving, you don't look around before you go. If you hit a pedestrian under any circumstances, that's your deal.
Right.
You're tagged with that,
right.
Not the pedestrian. That's your fault. Too bad. So sad. That's not a legitimate argument on any front.
It wasn't an argument. The argument is that people were complaining that, you know, when you walk out of a grocery store or something, you're carrying your groceries down a parking lot lane, and you're, you know, sometimes you look for the white lights to come out as you're reversing, and if you don't hear a car coming out, you don't know it's there.
Well, if the person who's driving the car doesn't stop in time because they can't see you, then they better have a pretty damn good case to prove. Otherwise, they're at fault for not paying attention.
It's like when you get rear-ended, usually the rear-ender is almost unanimously guilty.
Oh, what, John, you disagree with me?
No, you're not understanding. I'm not trying to argue with you. I just don't think you're understanding what I'm trying to say.
All right, well, what are you trying to say that I don't understand?
What I'm trying to say is obviously it's a responsibility. I'm not saying it's not the responsibility of the driver if they run over somebody when they're reversing out of a parking space. That's not what I'm saying at all. All I'm saying is that, you know, these blind people have trouble hearing the cars when they're walking down an aisle, and there's not always you're not always crossing a street sign.
But it's not the blind person's responsibility. It's the driver behind the wheel's responsibility, I believe, if you look at the way the law reads. If you're behind the wheel of the car, you're responsible for the car's operation.
I just said that. I'm not arguing that with you. Never mind.
Unless you can make a good point otherwise. Okay, good case otherwise. No, I'm not arguing with you either. I just don't understand what I'm trying to get you to explain to me what the discussion was about, why there was a debate.
The discussion was, what should hybrid car makers do to make things more safe for blind pedestrians, i.e., like, you know, noises, like if it would emit a noise when you're in reverse or something like that, or when you're just in neutral, because if you're using the electric motor, you just can't hear it.
Well, could you imagine, like, if everybody who had backed up had beepers? You know, you'd have all these beepers. No, you know what? It's the driver. Driver of the automobile has to bear the responsibility.
I said yesterday I thought that all cars ought to be equipped with, like, Mexican cars in L.A. They all ought to play La Cucaracha, you know. They're backing up.
Are you trying to be culturally insensitive by making that comment?
No, I always thought that was hysterically funny when I'd hear those.
I love those cars in L.A. Yeah. I love lowriders. I want to own a lowrider. I want one that not only will rest on the pavement, but I want airbag suspension that will also bounce.
You know,
I love that stuff, man.
They always put a smile on my face when I see them.
I love them. I love the way they look. I want to own one. I just don't know where to get one, and I don't have the money. So it's always the same story. I don't have the money. All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi. It's open phones, by the way, so anything you want to talk about, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to comment on the insurance issue. Basically, I think we need to get rid of the middleman. I think we need to get rid of the greedy insurance companies that have jacked insurance rates up so high that we can't afford insurance. If you get rid of the middleman, form a government agency, for those people who want to still buy from insurance companies and still want to do those things, they can still do that. But as a government, we could form an agency, a nonprofit organization, that would basically come in and insure those who otherwise couldn't be insured. And actually have people pay an affordable insurance. You know, I'm as big a capitalist as the next guy, but we keep bailing out the insurance companies, so we're double dipping. Not only are we paying the insurance up front for car insurance, house insurance, health insurance, but we're bailing the insurance companies out, like Katrina and Andrew and any tornado or any natural disaster. We are. We're being double dipped.
I have no problem with what you're saying. I'm all for universal national health care.
And for those capitalists who want to keep paying the high rates, let them pay it. We need to form a government agency, and I think we should start a movement. We need to, because somebody needs to in this country. I don't think politicians have the will. We need to start a movement to say we want a government agency to be self-insured.
Well, there's plenty of people out there that are running for office who believe as you do. John Edwards is one. I mean, he's outlined his plan. Barack Obama's another one. Hillary Clinton's another one. There are people that are out there that are running who believe that we should do this. And there's many people sitting in Congress and also the Senate who believe it. And there's no excuse for them not acting on it. But we have a better chance of getting it, and we have a better chance of starting down that road and getting it fixed if we work hard to make sure that the outcome is right in 08.
Well, that's for sure. There's no question about that. But just like the health care bill that came up with Hillary Clinton, they shot it down. Nobody had the political will, even the Democrats. They wouldn't even look at it, hardly. And basically, health care increased 6% 3 years that they were looking at it. After that, it's been increasing 50% or higher per year.
I agree, but times have changed.
Yeah.
And this is a big problem that, if you look at it, individual states now are starting to confront.
Well, individual states don't have the capital in order to do the kind of...
Well, they're working on it. They're doing it in Illinois, and they're doing it in Massachusetts, where, of course, you had a Republican governor, Mitt Romney, and Schwarzenegger's talking about doing it in California.
Well, I think that's the direction we need to go. I just wanted to voice that out there, and I think people listening should start demanding, you know, that don't have a health insurance, because I didn't for a couple years. You know, I took the risk. I took the gamble because I was paying $8,000 a year in insurance, and it was killing me.
Well,
and
I believe most people probably listening to this show are probably right behind you. They think the same thing.
All right. Well, I appreciate what you're doing, Jay. You're doing a great job.
Well, we don't know about that, Jeff, but we thank you for calling in. All right.
You know, it's interesting because part of the problem, I think, with Hillary's plan and part of the legitimate knock on her plan was that it was so complex, it was so complicated. And I was reading Paul Krugman, I believe, was talking, who's an economist, was talking about John Edwards' plan, and he said it has some of those same faults, that what we really need is a single-payer national health insurance plan, similar to Medicare.
We need to work it out. You're right.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. Otherwise, we're just going to have more and more and more and more problems as time goes on. Robert in Loveland. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hi, Robert.
I was going to bring up that, as far as I know, from the 60 Minutes interview, Barack Obama already quit smoking.
Right. His wife has him on those patches.
Right. You know, but I was also going to follow up with the fact that, you know, from physical appearance, George Bush probably looks to be the most physically fit president we've ever had, but there's obviously something wrong with his brain. So,
I don't know. Clinton looked pretty physically fit to me, and so did Ronald Reagan for his age. So did Jimmy Carter, for that matter.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter did. But I guess the other thing I would bring up is, do you think people would elect somebody for president that was in a wheelchair? Because it'd be pretty sad if they wouldn't consider that, considering one of the best presidents we ever had was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, but most Americans didn't know he was in a wheelchair. My parents grew up.
Yeah, that's right. They hid it from Americans. That's very, very true. In this day and age, yeah, I think people would. If they have something compelling to say, if they've got a good message, and they run a good campaign, yes, I think you can get elected even if you're in a wheelchair.
Well, I would hope that would be the case, because I'm like you, what you said earlier, that, you know, a choice I would make for someone for president is determined by how they make their decision-making abilities, the agendas that they have, those types of things. That's the primary concern for the position, not whether they smoke, not whether they're obese, not whether they're bald, not what color they are. You know, that's what you really need to be concerned about, is their decision-making abilities and what their agendas are.
Yeah, I mean, let's take a look at somebody in a wheelchair who would have made an excellent president. Max Cleland.
Yeah, he sure would have.
Do you think we ever would have gotten involved in Iraq if Max Cleland had been president?
No. Good point, John. Good point. Robert, thanks, man.
All right, cool.
All right. Yeah, wheelchair or no wheelchair. Have something good to say. Show us you have judgment and maturity and ability to lead and good ideas. You got my vote. How about you?
Yep. Yeah. And that's part of the reason I would never live in Georgia after they disgracefully voted Max Cleland out of the Senate. That was scurrilous.
I don't know. I don't think Georgia's a bad place. I don't think the South's a bad place. I think it has some things about it that are, you know, unattractive, but I don't think it's a bad place.
No,
I worked for 17 years in the South.
Any place that votes Max Cleland out of office, any state voted him out of office.
You could have used that campaign that Chambliss ran. You could have used that anywhere, and it might have worked. I don't think you can pin that basically on Georgia.
You don't think so?
No, because it was vicious and it was smearing, and some people fall for that crap. It's 9:20, 20 minutes after 9, 9:19. No, it's 9:20. Why did I say 9:19 and then say 9:20? Okay, it's 9:20 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You can vote on our poll at am760.net. And let's get traffic now with Gina.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to curioustheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
Large corporate companies don't give you the best customer service or print when it comes to getting your digital images printed. Motophoto prides themselves on providing you with quality customer service and digital printing. Whether you need a simple 4x6, a large 30x40 print, or even a professional portrait, Moto Photo will take care of it for you. Located on the corner of Colorado Boulevard in Mexico and Denver, on the corner of 2nd and Milwaukee in Cherry Creek, and the Village Shopping Center in Boulder. You can also check them out online at motocreation.com. Mention this ad and receive 20 4x6 digital prints for just 12 cents. Stop by Moto Photo today.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
And we'll have Tom Hartman on the show tomorrow. We'll be talking to him and a number of other people, including you, because it'll be open phones. AM 760 Progressive Talk. I spoke to Joyce in the night. John Turk loves his song. Hey, man, not me. I haven't touched that stuff in years. All right. Let me read some instant messages here. Hi, Jay. Quick clarification to something you said. George Bush has quit cigarettes, but he's still an avid cigar smoker, and Laura Bush is a cigarette smoker. That I didn't know that he was, that she was a cigarette smoker. I knew that he smoked cigars, but I meant cigarettes. But I should have made myself clear. Thanks for that. I appreciate it. This is from Steph. I love Obama, but I'm bothered by smoking because I have kids. If he's a good president, as I hope he will be a role model for my kids. The fact that he smokes doesn't set a good example. I know everyone has their faults, but this is deadly behavior I don't want being promoted to my kids. If he quits, that's a different story. He can then have the credibility of telling kids not to smoke. And he has quit. And the point that Stephanie's bringing up is the exact same point that Mary brought up to me yesterday about him, about Obama. But Obama has stopped, as far as we know. All right, let me read this one. Now, do you think I'm being oversensitive about this? Listen carefully to this. Jay, come on, I listen to you and Randy every day, but this smoking obesity bull you believe in is the exact reason why liberals have a bad name. Cut the crap on regulation and more laws. Hell, hockey, sports, racing, and for that matter, walking all cause injuries and cost insurance companies money. What do you want insurance companies that we pay money to and no claims like title insurance companies? Please, you have to get to the middle a bit more when it comes to government regulation of personal freedoms. These kind of emails amaze me. First of all, don't use cut the crap. I mean, come on. And then the other thing is, I never said anything about more regulations and more laws. I never said anything about that. I never made that statement. Ron, who sent this. I was talking about the enforcing the current laws we do have. Or don't you believe in that? I never say anything about more regulation. Give me a break. All right, let's go to Reggie, who's hanging on. Reggie, you're in Denver. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay.
Reg.
Yesterday an indictment came down. I'm sure you're familiar with it, out of San Diego, indicting the former number two man in the CIA, a fellow that Porter Goss brought in. He was, I guess, basically involved with Duke Cunningham. You recall, Jay, last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, that Bush or whoever the Justice Department fired about eight federal U.S. attorneys?
It was nine, but yeah.
Okay, nine of them. Yesterday, the FBI official who has the San Diego field office says that the federal prosecutor out there appears to have been fired because of political reasons. This Bush administration, for all my Republican friends out there, is the most corrupt and incompetent administration in history. I think that's probably at this point is settled.
Well, they give jobs to their friends. It's just like the federal prosecutor in Little Rock who got fired, and then the job went to a lawyer who is a friend of Karl Rove's.
That may be true in Arkansas, but I think out in San Diego, in California, she was fired because it was too much heat coming down that she was bringing on. You know, Duke Cunningham got 8 years, the former U.S. congressman, and I think it was simply too much heat, and they're going to replace her with somebody who will back off. You know, this guy had been one of the people that he was that the CIA official was palling with, had given over $600,000 to the Republicans.
Yeah, what they'll do is they'll appoint somebody. They'll get somebody in there who's friendly to the administration.
Yeah.
That's what I meant by friends. I mean, they always put people who are connected into key jobs.
Yeah. You know, Jay, you ask whether the Republicans will be able to sell because Obama smoked it. They'll be able to sell that as a negative. I think they will. I think the American people basically are I hate to say it. I don't know how to say it nicely. I think they'll buy anything. I mean, they bought Bush.
Well, wait a minute, though. Let's be fair. Now, the first time, the American people did not buy him, and that had to do with the Supreme Court. The second time around, the American people bought him, but not by much. And you can look at electoral hanky-panky in Ohio, and also the fact that John Kerry didn't run a very good campaign. But I don't think the American people are stupid. What I think they are is I think that they're very busy, they're very tied up, and that they're busy trying to get through life and earn a living, and they don't have the time to focus in and read or hear more than just sound bites. Now, there's 30%, 28 to 30%, who are hardcore administration supporters, but in the last USA Today Gallup poll, 63% expressed discouragement with the troop surge.
Well, you know, I was just thinking, you know, and I'll accept your charitable view of the American people's.
Well, I don't think it's charitable. I think if you get out and talk to people, and I think if you deal with people and you look at what's going on in life, I think it's a very, very true picture.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. You know, I just look around, Jay, look down in Colorado Springs. They got that dope down there elected as a U.S. congressman, you know, against a guy who was a good, solid military man. They said they want military people. And so I'll accept your view at this point. But, yeah, I look at it, and I see, you know, Bush, how many advertising slogans has he had since he got us into this war? We're going to have shock and awe. You know, you remember that? That's kind of old now, five, six years ago. We're going to have shock and awe. Get in there and just stun those Iraqi people and leave. And they've had the clear and hold, and now we're going to have surge. How many slogans has this guy had?
Well, I don't think anybody questions that. But once again, look at the public opinion polls. He's at an all. I mean, the only president I can remember that's ever been lower, the only two that I know of would be Harry Truman, and the other one would be Richard Nixon shortly before he had to step down from the office of the presidency. I don't think this guy's winning any friends. I think most people are don't like what's, or the majority of people don't like what's going on. And I could be wrong, but I believe that the GOP is going to have a really rough time in 08.
Oh, Jay, I would, you know, I'll lay a wager with you now. Jay, I don't know who the Democrats will ultimately put up, but from what the Republicans have up right now, I would say the odds are 50-50 that the Republicans will retain the White House.
Okay, you want to bet?
Yeah, I'll
how much?
I'll take you to dinner, send you to dinner or something.
I think you are abysmally negative. I think that you're wrong. And I think that you need to read the public opinion polls, and I think that you need to see what happened and analyze what happened in the last election cycle. And I think that they're going to ride this Holy Rock thing right into the ground unless they change their behavior.
Jay, look at, you know, a guy who I think is just a serious joke, but he gets a pass, and the American people seem to love him. Is McCain. McCain presents himself as a straight,
but you want to know something?
A straight shooter.
Yeah, but you want to know something, though? Once again, I don't mean to be mean. I'm not trying to be condescending, and I'm not trying to be a smartass. The latest polls show John McCain is behind Rudy Giuliani and is sinking.
They'll destroy Giuliani when they.
Well, wait a minute, though. But wait a minute. Don't start with theory. Confront the facts that I just gave you. The latest Gallup poll shows that McCain, in the Republican primary race and in head-to-head contests, is falling behind. He is sinking, and he's having trouble in New Hampshire, and he's also having trouble in Iowa. The American public are not in love with him. And plus, he's giving his critics enough ammunition to last them a lifetime, because he is pandering to the authoritarian right, including giving speeches in front of creationists and Falwell and the whole thing. These people are out of the mainstream. They're out of the mainstream. Look at the polling numbers. True, Giuliani may never survive. He may never get past the Republican presidential primary. But that's a whole other ball of wax. You're talking about the public in general. Go look at that. He's out of the mainstream. And you know what's going to end up happening? People are getting wise to the fact that he's double dealing. That he's saying one thing and now doing another.
Oh, sure, but I think they're all on the Republican side, they're doing that. I mean, the three major ones. But I think at this point, and I'll periodically check in with you as we go along, but I'm saying that I think the Republicans have at least a fair chance of retaining the White House. And in terms of
everybody has a fair chance of retaining the White House. I'm not making that argument that they don't. What I'm saying to you is I believe they're going to have a rough time in 08 because of what's going on in Iraq, because it will dominate 08 if it's not over with, and the chances of it being over with are not there. And I think that things are only going to get worse on the ground, not better, because the president doesn't have a plan. And he's going to damage his whole party with his attitude. And I think moderate and swing voters, who are the ones that count, have had enough with this. We'll see.
Okay.
I'll bet you. You're
good
on.
Good
okay.
You,
see you later.
Bye.
9:34. It's 34 minutes past the hour. Let's check traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Still have really sluggish traffic eastbound 6th, Wadsworth to Federal. It's been struggling all morning. Denver bound on the Turnpike, Table Mesa. We got a one-vehicle spin-out wreck there and a couple of problems on surface streets. 38th and Fox, that one was involving a pedestrian. And Kalamath at 6th. Watch out through there. Of course, southbound 25 at Founders, we did have a collision. It really had that traffic stacked up. That's looking much better, but your northbound lanes are still very, very sluggish. Again, that's at Founders Parkway. In the high country, the Loveland Pass remains closed due to adverse conditions. Weather today, partly cloudy, high of 31. Right now, mostly sunny and 11. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Your passion is their obsession at Mile High Harley at I-70 and Airport Boulevard. Ride a new Harley for as low as $99 per month, WAC. Beat the spring rush. Service your bike now before things heat up. Experience the Mile High Harley Davidson difference at I-70 and Airport and MileHighHarley.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They've got everything you can think of. Over 600 vehicles on the lot. The choices are just as diverse and as wide as you want them to be. Rocky's Autos has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're good folks to deal with. I wouldn't send you someplace I wouldn't go myself. Their matching down incentive is in effect right now. Up to $1,500, you put that down. They'll put down $1,500. And you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Get out there and see my friends Marv Alshire, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, any of the gang at Rockies. And there's over 100 people out there working to make sure that you have a good experience. They're out there 6 days a week from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com or get out there. Take my word for it. Get out there and look at the selection. So whatever it is you want, and whatever it is you're interested in, they've got it. And once again, I've said this before, I'll say it again. You drive a car, a new car, off the lot, and it devalues. Why not let somebody else take that ding and save some serious bucks at Rocky's Autos? They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Rocky's, they're great folks.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean.
It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work.
You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Phone's underway here. Two lines open. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600, AM760, Progressive Talk. High today, 27. Now, tomorrow, it's going to warm up, but there's going to be blowing snow, but the high tomorrow will be 50. So that's a good thing. Two lines open at 303-713-7600 in reference to Reggie's call. Reggie, I just think about this. I refuse to be defeatist. I really do. I really do. I think things are going to be rough for the GOP, and I think the longer things go on in Iraq the way they are, the more GOP senators and House members are going to defect from Bush. And the reason is because they know that they're standing for election and they don't want to get caught on the wrong side. I really believe that. Here's a email from Mark, and I am. Hi, Jay. I was listening to your early morning comments about the military's plan to relax recruitment standards. Stop picking on Bush's job creation plan. Oh, that's extremely funny. All right, here's John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey. Just call me Jay. Don't call me sir.
It's forced to have it. I can't get away from it.
You got to, because it doesn't sound right.
I'll try.
Okay.
Reggie, if you're still listening, I'd like to take some of that action. And call back. We'll talk about odds. I'll give you 3-1, 4-1.
You're the man.
You know, not only are we taking back the White House, but there's a whole lot more Republicans that are up for a Senate reelection than Democrats, and they are so vulnerable.
That's right. There's 18 of them.
It's going to be a sweet year.
Yes, it is.
As far as the blind folks and the hybrid cars, I think I might be able to articulate Mr. Turk's position better.
Okay, go ahead.
I think we're all in agreement that it's the motorist's responsibility to avoid a pedestrian. I don't think anyone would suggest otherwise. But when you throw the hybrid car into the equation, it's taking away one more tool that the blind person has to avoid, to take an affirmative step to avoid an accident. And if the hybrid developers can do something to give that tool back to the blind person, I think that's a worthwhile goal.
Yeah, but what would you do?
I'm not sure.
Put a beeper on? Well, I mean, then we'd have like... Because eventually we all hope that everybody goes to hybrid. For me, I'm holding out for the day, and I'm saving for it. I'm holding out for the day when I can buy an electric car.
Sure. But you're a radio talk show host. I'm a lawyer. Neither one of us are inventors. Someone out there smarter than us can figure that out.
Yeah, well... But we all agree, though. Yeah, you're right. But we do agree, too, though, that the ultimate responsibility lies with the motorists. But what are you going to do about electric cars? Because they don't make any noise at all.
I don't know. Like I said, there's got to be somebody out there smarter than you and I to figure that out. One last point about the whole Obama smoking nonsense. We're electing a president, not a savior. He doesn't have to be perfect. Give me a break.
Yeah, but don't you think it's human nature to look for perfection?
I suppose, but we're always going to end up wanting if that's the standard we're setting for a president.
Well, look at this. I get into arguments with people, or I should say heated discussions about this, that it doesn't make any difference who. No matter who you elect, no matter who you back, you're never going to get 100% of what you want out of that person.
That's what I'm saying.
So isn't it better to take 80 than to get none? But you
of
would
course.
Be, but okay, but you would be shocked. Look, there's a contingent of people who listen to this radio station, and they're out there, and maybe they don't listen to this radio station, but they're what I call the bitter left, and they're not happy with 80 or 70. They want 100, and if they don't get 100, then it's totally and completely wrong. And my point is, you will never get 100.
And those same people feel that if you are not pro-choice or anti-affirmative action or anti-gun control, then you are not a good Democrat.
Oh, I get that all the time. I get that all the time because I like cars. I basically like guns, and I always have, and I get that from people. You know, you're not, and Clear Channel must be leaning on you, and blah 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 blah, and all this stuff. And you're right. I mean, but they want 100, and they're not going to get 100 because human beings are not capable of providing it.
Exactly. And they're always going to be disappointed.
What kind of lawyer are you, by the way?
Criminal.
Okay, well, you know what? You need to send me an email because I may need to retain your services at some point in my life.
Only because you requested it.
You're the best, John. Call me again.
Take care.
All right.
Everybody needs a good lawyer.
Yeah, he's great. I like him. He doesn't call often enough. All right, let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, man, what's up?
Not too bad.
You sound like Tom Waits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I am feeling like Tom Waits, too, after a night at the piano and a bottle of bourbon.
I can eat a Volkswagen.
I've got that old crud and...
two pasties and a G-string.
Let me tell you about Ricky Lee Jones. Okay, go ahead. Anyway.
Don't make me cough now because I won't be able to get my thought out.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm glad you're back, John M. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing for the English language also.
Thank you. I guess.
You're a prolific teacher of English on the airwaves.
Oh, thank you.
Jay, I just, two things. First of all, my dream ticket's going to be Obama and Edwards. I just don't know who'd be number one and number two. But I do hope that when it gets down to it, that those are the two guys that come out of the gate to take this fight to the Republicans.
Bad combination of people.
And I think it's going to work its way out. I'm praying that it does. I really feel optimistic about it. Reggie, I'm sorry. I would take a piece of the action, too. Because I really think that this time, the country, you were right about, we have busy lives. We just can't focus in on this every single second of the day. And the 100%ers out there on the far, far left have to settle. We're all going to this fight. We all have our foibles.
Boy, I agree with that 100%.
Yep.
Bitter people on the left, get over yourselves, because here's the deal. We have got to critically make 08 count.
That's right. And I think also that the bitter people on the right, let them stew. Let them, you know, pull their hair out.
You know what they are on the right is they're angry.
Yeah, exactly.
That's temper tantrum radio over there.
That's right. But I did want to call up on a lighter note. I watched the press conference yesterday, and I laughed and laughed and laughed.
So did he.
Oh, my God. The attempt at trying to be comical, humorous, and everything. I don't watch Fox or anything else. But I got to tell you, what a job he did to show what a total dunce and idiot he can really be.
Do you know what he was bizarre?
The whole thing was just so weird.
Yeah, you know what he reminds me of? You reminded me of a guy standing in a room. Oh, God, I don't know of a polite way to put this. Who's got... All right, who basically wet himself and is embarrassed and doesn't quite fit in. That's what he... And so everybody's uncomfortable because they want to say, like, why did...
Don't stand in the puddle.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a spot on your pants and your crotch. That's what he looked like to me. Doesn't he look like that to you?
Yes, he did. He did. Amen to that.
All right, Mick. Take care. Get better, man.
All right.
All right, see ya.
I thought he just looked like... He was on something, not booze. He didn't look like he was drunk, but he looked kind of manic, you know. It was highly uncomfortable watching him. I mean, it's always uncomfortable watching him, but he was even more uncomfortable than usual watching him up there and trying to do the, with the reporters and Richard Wolff, you know, Newsweek and, I can't remember what he was saying, but it was like, keep looking at your watch.
Well, I kept saying you're a timekeeper and you're this and you're that. The worst part about this job is having to sit and listen to him and people like him. And you got to do it because if you don't, then you come to work and you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. If sometimes I just think to myself, I hate it all. And I don't want to sit there in the middle of the or in the morning or whenever the situation is and listen to him blather on with the same BS that he always blathers on about, and he's not, you're right, he's not funny. He's just a weird guy. 9:49, 49 minutes after the hour, Rick Morgan with traffic.
Jay, still a struggle westbound I-70 across that elevated portion, heading over to I-25 due to those earlier problems, but slowly that'll get back up to speed. Pretty slow drive southbound I-25 coming down through Thornton and Northland as well. The drive between downtown and the Tech Center is starting to pick back up again. Still a little crowded there through the bridges, but no major delays. 225 looking much better across Aurora. We do have a little bit of slowing coming out of the Boulder area on the turnpike at Table Mesa. Got a slide off there on the eastbound side of the highway. And in the high country coming in from Lookout Mountain, there is an accident. Could slow you down eastbound on I-70 right now. Weather forecast, partly sunny, staying chilly. High of only 31. Cloudy and windy tonight with low of 22. But partly sunny, windy, and warmer tomorrow. A high of 54. Right now it's 17 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM760, Progressive Talk. Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your accommodations if there's rain for more than 2 hours on any given day. So call your travel agent. Only in Acapulco. Where else? Mexico. Beyond your expectations. Restrictions apply.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
All the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Yeah, you can also vote on that poll at AM760.net. Go to the Jay Marvin page. AM760 Progressive Talk, 953, 53 minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin, John M., and we got good news about Keith Olbermann. He signed another deal, right?
Yeah, my favorite guy on television. He's going to have at least another 4 years to take shots at Bill O'Reilly from his perch as host of MSNBC's Countdown. NBC News announcing it's agreed to a new contract extension with Olbermann through 2011. In addition to his regular show, Olbermann will contribute occasional essays to NBC Nightly News. Now, O'Reilly's ratings, of course, are three times those of Olbermann's, but Olbermann's Countdown has seen the ratings increase since the host launched a series of commentaries criticizing Bush last summer, and he's got a younger audience. O'Reilly's audience is up there in the geriatric set, so they're quite happy with Keith Olbermann.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Even though he'll never come on the show, but other than that, that's good. Here's Jim in Fort Collins. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Hi, Jim.
Good morning. Do you consider the mall killings in Salt Lake a terrorist attack?
No, I consider them to be nutcases.
Oh, okay. I just wanted your opinion on that one.
I mean, there's talk of backlash against the Serbian community there, but I don't think, knowing, having lived in Salt Lake, that's a pretty nice town, and the people there are pretty kind, and I don't think that'll happen. And I don't consider that to be a terrorist attack. I consider that to be somebody who is mentally ill.
So all the guys that go into Israel with their body armor, I mean their body explosives, they're all nutcases too.
Well, yeah, I think number one they're nutcases, but I think number two they're striking back at a situation in which they feel like they're powerless to control, and they're doing it in an organized manner, and I don't think that's the same case as what you saw in Salt Lake City. I mean, what was the guy's what was the motivation for the shootings there?
These young Muslim men have a very high
wait. How do you know for a fact that the perpetrator of the crimes, that the guy involved in the shootings, was A, Muslim, and B, even if he were, how do you know about his testosterone level?
he's a young male, just like you and I were at one time. And these poor young Muslims are not allowed to go out.
Wait a minute. Do you know for a fact that he was Muslim?
Yes.
Do you know for a fact that he did it because of Islam?
Now, see, I was asking your opinion on that. I have no idea about these people.
Well, if you don't have any idea, then don't put that theory forward until we're absolutely sure what the reasoning is. And because one person goes into a mall like Trolley Square and acts irrational, that's, I mean, how many people go and commit murder every single day, and they're not Muslim, they're Christian or Jewish or something else?
Yeah, we have a pretty high murder rate in America.
Well, okay, I mean, so what, the next Catholic that goes in and kills somebody in a senseless manner, then we should get on and talk about high testosterone Catholics?
Well, the Catholics are allowed to, have their release with their young female counterparts.
You know what? Do me a favor. Hit your head against your dashboard until you pass out.
That's a new one. I haven't heard that one before.
I mean, what is the point in that?
Oh, that's like saying, Harris and Claybaugh, they did that because they lived in a white Republican middle-class community. They were
I mean, there are millions of Catholics in this country that are good,
yeah,
God-fearing, upstanding people. What's the problem here?
Yeah.
Is that guy trying to joke with me? Because I don't consider that to be a joke.
I thought he was at first, and then I think he was serious. That was sad.
Well, see, it's such a shame that people, well, we just got to rise above that kind of behavior. All right, going to be back tomorrow morning. Tom Hartman on the program, others, unless management decides otherwise and decides for once to plow my parking spot.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bills, or they'll reimburse you the difference. Homeowners will be compensated for the use of their homes. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. That's 303-487-6880. Open 24 hours, some fees do apply.